about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Trick or treat, smell our feet, give us something good to eat.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Tulare County in California has passed a law barring sex offenders from decorating their homes and handing out candy to children on Halloween. Kids are a little bummed out because you know those guys have the best candy.
Give me some chocolate or I will cut you.
Die, 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 I say die, 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 I mean die, 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 then die faster. Kill them from the ground, kill them from the sky, then go die, you zombie bastards.
Certainly glad we all decided to celebrate Halloween. Last time I had this much fun, I was pinned down in a foxhole by the North Koreans.
And now...
I've got a story so scary, you'll wet your pants.
Too late!
Our feature presentation.
I've got a story for you. I'm coming to work this morning.
Yeah.
I get off the freeway, turn left, and Dave the King of Mexico swerves in front of me from the right lane. He's in the right lane, I'm in the left lane. Two lanes can turn left. So I turn, and he speeds up and goes out in front of me, so I step on it.
Yeah, of course you
do.
To
try and cut him off so that he can't get in front of me.
And you know it's him.
But he makes an aggressive move to get in front, and he gets there before I can speed up. So I turn on my brights. I'm right behind him, and I turn on my brights, and I can see his mirror, and I can see it's annoying him. And then he drives right past the station, and it's not Dave.
Oh, my God.
He's already here. Turns out Dave's already here.
So you terrorized some poor unsuspecting motorist on the road today for no reason.
Yes. So sorry if you're listening.
So that guy's starting his radio show with, you can't believe this a-hole. I'm driving to work this morning with this guy. That's too much adrenaline before 5:30 in the morning to be involved in.
Well, I was
like
upset
that
he was making such a bold move.
I agree.
Right?
I forgot you do own the road.
I do.
Well, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show for a Halloween 2012. Today is Wednesday. Here's a syndrome we haven't talked about in a while. It's called picky eating syndrome. It is now in the process of being classified as a mental disorder. Picky eating. Now, this isn't just people who have preferences. This is people who just, they can't eat anything else but a limited diet.
Right.
And there's a woman in the news right now. She just did an interview on ABC television named Marla Lopez. And congratulations. She's also hosting The X Factor, apparently, with Khloe Kardashian. Marla Lopez has never eaten a piece of fruit or tried a green vegetable. Her daily diet consists of three kinds of food. Dairy foods like milk and ice cream. Bread like crackers, tortillas, and pancakes. And potatoes like chips and french fries.
Wait, when you say she doesn't have a chance or she doesn't have a choice, what does that mean? My parents would have just said, shut up and eat.
Right.
Right. And she says that that's what, you know, that's what she hears all the time from people who say, look,
do
you're
it.
Just. Yeah. She says that, you know, it's a biological struggle for her, basically, please, is what it is. She says her picky eating starting as an infant. She would gag on baby food, foods that most people would consider mouthwatering, an omelet or a sandwich are repulsive to her. Good Morning America took her to a supermarket. When asked whether she would consider any items in the produce aisle, she said, when I look at this, I don't see food. Her favorite food is potato chips. Well, isn't that everybody's favorite
food? Wow. What a health nut.
She says, as for whether her eating habits are more of a simple desire for junk food than a real disorder, she says, I've heard that all my life. It's really embarrassing. Doctors interviewed say, we don't understand what adult picky eating is, but we do know there's a real biological struggle going on, and it's not all in their heads. Lopez often hides her eating habits when she's at parties. She just says she's already eaten or she just carries around a drink. By the way, she's in excellent health, good weight, low cholesterol.
Really?
In excellent health.
Can I get
eating
you a plate?
Yeah,
just bring me some chips.
Just some mashed potatoes. That's all I'm having tonight. In 2010, ABC had a man on named Bob Krause who only eats grilled cheese sandwiches, waffles, and french fries.
That's a pretty good diet.
He said that his eating habits contributed to the end of his first two marriages, though.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Would that just be a pain in the ass,
Lisa?
You
can't go out to dinner.
Yeah, it would be a pain in the ass, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. So anyway, the Mayo Clinic is involved in this, and they're looking into psychologically why this
doesn't
happens.
Doesn't mean mayonnaise either?
It doesn't say. I think the Mayo Clinic is the name of the doctors involved. But anyway, so picky eating disorder. You might want to try that. Kids, if your mom's trying to get you to eat your vegetables, just say, no, I'm not just being difficult. I really do have a condition, and see if you can get away with it.
I don't buy it. I don't even buy the condition.
Really?
That's,
well, you don't
no,
buy sex
bar.
Addiction. You don't buy a lot of things
I do,
that people say are real.
I believe sex addiction. I think
oh,
it's,
you do?
Okay. I think it's in fewer cases than people claim, but I do believe it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I have no idea, nor am I the least bit concerned or interested.
All right. Robbie Keane from the Los Angeles Galaxy talking about the playoffs on the program today.
All right.
That's what everybody's excited about. I'm sorry, Bean, what?
What kind of playoffs?
That would be soccer.
Oh, soccer. Okay, got it.
Right.
I hadn't heard about it. I just want to make sure I knew what the subject was.
We have a brand new internet roundup today.
Okay.
We have, for Modern Family, Eric Stone Street.
Oh, he's the best.
He is the best. We're going to talk to Lisa Sweetingham, who is the editor of Time Out LA, about the authoritative guide to Halloween in Los Angeles.
Okay, that's timely.
We're going to go through Toby Keith's new album about drinking. I think every single song is about drinking.
If that was in any other genre of music, people would complain.
Well, they would mock, for sure, which is what we plan on doing.
Yes.
We also have breakfast with Mumford & Sons. We've got your tickets for that today.
Okay.
And we're going to talk to, and I'm not sure he knows who we are, otherwise why would Denzel Washington talk to us?
What?
Denzel Washington talking about Flight coming up in the next hour.
Too big a name.
That's too highfalutin for this little dog
Denzel
and pony show. That's
Washington,
for sure.
Multi-Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening?
He's insane. He's the best.
So that's coming up today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Denzel Washington, next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about his new film.
We got to get King of Mexico to do his impression.
Do that all day.
He goes, my man.
Also, we'll talk about the worst Halloween candies, the candies that nobody wants to receive in their little plastic pumpkins.
candy corn
better not be on that list.
Candy corn is at the top of the list.
First, though, I rarely want to fast forward to the next day's Kevin and Bean show, but I have been dying to hear what Ralph has to say about the news that broke yesterday, which is arguably the biggest entertainment story of 2012. And he is here with the Showbiz Beat, and I'm sure you'll be touching on that. Ralph, what's going on?
Let's get to my giveaway first. I've got tickets to give away if you want to join Kevin and I in a poker tournament. It's going to be a good time. It is the K-Rock 10K Poker Play at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. The 10K Poker Play is thusly named because you enter, cost you nothing. And then at the end of the tournament, the last man standing will get, nothing, just a check for $10,000.
Yay!
Not bad.
Not bad for a night's work, boys and girls. If you'd like to play, it is Thursday, November the 15th. At San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino, both Kevin and I will be playing. In fact, we each get our own tables, which is nice. If you'd like to come join us, I'm going to give away, how about some tickets to go sit with Kevin? How would you like to sit at Kevin's table? Which for you will be great, because that will be the easiest table to advance from. Give you a little heads up, a little leg up, rather, when it comes to winning that 10K. If you'd like to play with Kevin, I've got two pairs of tickets to participate in the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino 10K Poker Play right now. 1-800-520-1067.
Only call if you don't know how to play. Please.
No, if you are a card shark, please call now.
I think we have the slot covered for someone who doesn't know how to play at that table.
Call that number, and we've got two pairs of tickets to give away to play with Kevin, and it'll be a good time. And if you don't get through on the phone line, you can always go to krock.com and sign up for your spot to play. There's plenty of seats still available, and we'd love to have you come out and play some poker with us.
You know the main event on ESPN that they show, the World Series of Poker?
Sure.
The entrance fee for that is $10,000.
Oh.
The entrance fee.
Wow.
But what do you win at the end?
If you win number one, it's like $8 million.
Well, that it was a good investment then,
but
wasn't
there are 8,000 people, and probably 7,000 of them don't get anything and pay 10 grand.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
This is nothing, and you could win 10 grand.
Zero.
It's a better investment.
Zero buy-in, right. Yeah. You lose nothing. Good day, sir.
You drank fizzy lifting drinks. All right, let's talk about the story that Bean was alluding to earlier in the Showbiz Beat. Big, big, big news yesterday. I think it surprised everyone. No one even knew this deal was a brewing. But Disney stepped up and bought George Lucas's company, Lucasfilm Limited, for a mere $4 billion. They just wrote him a check for $4 billion.
They do that with a check?
Yeah, but it's one of those giant cardboard novelty checks that they give out for sweepstakes, because it's such a huge amount of money, a regular check wouldn't hold that. Yeah, this means that Disney now gets the Star Wars movies, as you can imagine, rights to build Star Wars themed rides in all their Disney theme parks, which they had already kind of started done with the Star Tours, but it was such a success that now they can do it in all of their theme parks. They get rights to any more Indiana Jones films as well, which were Lucasfilm Limited productions as well. And here is the news for Star Wars fans that Disney has already announced they are going to have Star Wars Episode 7 in the pipeline for sometime in 2015. We will get another Star Wars movie, then Episode 8, and then Episode 9 after that. So they are finishing the three trilogies that Lucas had originally planned for that storyline.
Look, we've been told that everything Disney does is great. And that's our stance.
As well it should be.
If they put effing Mickey or Goofy in that movie.
Oh, sure, they will.
All hell will break loose.
Oh, no,
that's what they do, man.
They put Mickey and Goofy in Star Wars. Sure,
that's what
they will.
They do.
They don't do that. They don't do
Remember when they owned the Ducks? Remember that? And there was a fight on the ice? Hockey fight?
Yeah.
They would have Mickey and Goofy fighting on the screen. That happened.
That was 20 years ago, though.
At a hockey game.
And that Disney was also a live event. That was a live event. Disney has put out plenty of product, Kevin, that had nothing to do with their animated pantheon of characters.
I hear your concern.
I'm just saying if
they
don't.
This is the greatest thing that could have ever happened to the Star Wars franchise.
Well, I think that's true.
George Lucas was ruining it.
If you remove Lucas from the equation, I think it opens up the possibilities to some terrific follow-up Star Wars movies. Here's the thing. Lucas is a good big picture guy. Came up with the world. Came up with the characters and the universe that they inhabit, did a great job in creating that canon. But he was always the weakest link in terms of the filmmaking and what was going on. His scripts were thin. His direction was uninspired. He had no way with actors. Couldn't get a performance out of anybody. The most successful of all the Star Wars films was the one he had the least to do with Empire Strikes Back. So I think taking the property away from him and taking that rich world that he has created for those characters and then giving it to some really capable filmmakers who are more than likely fans of the franchise will be a big boost to this character.
Can you imagine the quality of the directors that are going to be fighting each other to get to direct the next Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
I saw someone tweeting to Kevin Smith yesterday. You want to rethink that retirement, buddy?
Oh, he would never do a Star Wars movie.
No, it's daunting. Kevin, this will put your mind at ease a little bit. Two words for you. The Avengers. Disney.
All right. Hey, if they don't do it, I'm super happy. That's all.
Don't do that. Although Mickey Mouse was in The Avengers. I don't know if you saw that. He was inside the Iron Man suit. They don't show you who's in there, but he was actually inside the Iron Man suit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Possible title for the next Star Wars film, The Girl with the Dragon Tatooine. Which I thought was very creative of them. So they're going for a more adult angle, and I like that. I'm all for it. Here's my anger, my furious anger.
Wow, you go from happy to anger. What happened?
At Hurricane Sandy, which is just the worst storm of our lifetime. We likely won't see something like that again in terms of the devastation and disaster that it wreaked on the East Coast. Really, in a neck of the woods that means a lot to me because I've got a lot of friends and family in Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania where brutally hit by this storm. Came up the eastern seaboard, trashed the Jersey Shore. The house that the Jersey Shore castmates lived in remains intact.
What?
How is that possible? How is that possible?
That's a great question.
The debate over whether there is a God or not is effectively over then because clearly there isn't.
Right. I thought God was, you know, lashing out at Jersey because of that series. Because
of the Jersey Shore.
And, you know, it would be a righteous decision on his holy part. But to leave that house standing, that shatters my my theory about why that storm struck.
Doesn't seem fair.
I think it was held together by the goo of a million Snooki dates. That's what I'm assuming.
It could have withstood a atom bomb.
That's right. It would be the last thing standing when they drop the big one.
Nuclear weapon.
And, oh, this is sad, sad news. Apparently, Nadia Suleiman, Octomom, she's drying out. She's going into rehab.
Really?
Yeah. She's got a little problem.
Who's that sad news for? Because I'm thinking the kids are probably a little better off.
Well, we all love the Octomom. She's the America's sweetheart.
Sure.
She's got a little pill problem. the representative for Octomom says she's entered treatment to get off Xanax. I never knew anyone who's addicted to Xanax.
Can be.
Yeah, Xanax is
take
addictive.
Enough of it.
That's the anti-anxiety medication, yeah. Right? It's supposed to mellow you out and get you a little less anxious.
Yeah, but like any other pill, it's less and less effective. Then you have to take more and more.
I got you.
That's how it works.
Yeah, she apparently is going to have to learn how to deal with stress, exhaustion, and anxiety without the aid of pharmaceuticals. Listen, 14 kids, I'd be popping Xanax like Tic Tacs, too. Really, you can hardly blame her in this particular case. Hope she's in the next Star Wars movie.
That'd be great. Mmm. 14 children you have.
Today's celebrity birthdays, former CBS anchorman Dan Rather. What's the frequency, Kenneth? He is 81 years old today. Peter Jackson. Here's a guy I'd like to give a shot at some Star Wars movies.
No kidding.
Created the Lord of the Ring trilogy, currently working on the Hobbit films, 51 years old today. Larry Mullen Jr. of U2 is 51 as well. Johnny Marr of Modest Mouse turns 49. Dermot Mulroney, very talented actor, 49 years old today. Actor, comedian, Rob Schneider is 48 years old. Ad-Rock of the Bee
Steve.
Boys is 46 years old. Rob Van Winkle celebrates his birthday today. Anyone? Rob Van Winkle? Ring a
He's
bell?
He's of Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. Ding, 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 ding. No, I didn't steal that, because mine goes, ding, 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 ding. And the original went, ding, 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 ding. Shut up. He is 44 years old today. Piper Perabo.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
She's on Covert Affairs. Great show. She's 36. She's 36. She looks great for 36.
Yes,
not 36 is old, but she looks
she
younger.
She looks younger,
than that.
Yeah.
Eddie K. Thomas from American Pie is 32 years old. And actress Willow Smith. Shut up.
What do you think she's doing today, Ralph?
Singer Willow Smith. Shut up. Willow Smith. She's 12 years old. I hope she's rapping or dancing or acting or singing or whipping her hair back and forth or whatever it is she does.
Probably doing it all.
She's 12 years old today. She needs to go to stay with her aunt and uncle in Bel Air, I think. She needs to be there. It's an attitude adjustment.
Yep. That's the whole song right there.
She recently put up her cover of Adele's Skyfall.
Oh, no.
Recently on her YouTube channel. It just keeps getting worse, people.
Sweet.
I'm telling you. Hope she's in the next Star Wars movie. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
Thanksgiving
spooks. Come on.
Turkey things are going to happen.
Yesterday I was shot down with Halloween spooks.
By our listeners.
I feel like we must transition now. Yeah, a lot of people were very disappointed yesterday with the decision that Halloween spooks is no more for 2012, I got to tell you.
They should be upset at the other listeners who voted that way.
Well, all I know is it's time to transition anyway into Thanksgiving spooks, so we're totally going to be fine. We will not be spooks-free for long. Hey, it is Halloween, kids. There's a list out on top10s.net. I don't know anything about this website, but this list is perfect for today. It's the 10, what does it say? Top 10 worst Halloween candy for ruining Halloween.
All right. Right? We need some ground rules for what you're giving out tonight.
Yeah, we certainly do. This is going to work twofold. If you are the one who is handing out the candy to the kids, do not include any of these items because the kids will hate you and probably come back and either egg or toilet paper your house if you're giving this stuff out, okay? And on the other hand, this is a good tip for you, the kids, to know which houses to toilet paper and egg if they're handing this out. So,
by the way, first, if they give you this candy, you throw it back at them. okay, little kids, just listen to that. Throw it back at them. You're not going to take it.
Just for a baseline, Kevin, what's the ultimate Halloween candy when you go up to somebody's
Snickers.
House? Snickers. That's the best thing they can possibly give you is Snickers. That's the thing that makes you the happiest of all Halloween
to me,
candy.
Full size, Snickers. By the way. Don't be skimping.
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger's okay. Yeah, that's good.
Nobody's complaining about Snickers and Butterfingers. Here's some of the candy on the list that people are complaining about. And then we want to take your calls for what they missed in terms of the stuff that you hate the worst that gets handed out. Number 10 on their list, Tootsie Rolls.
Mm.
What?
Tootsie
They're
Rolls
delicious.
Are like ostensibly rolls. Chewable, but by the time they make it to your candy bag, they become a jaw-destroying nightmare. The damage they do to your mouth is not worth the taste, which resembles chocolate in the sense that roadkill resembles filet mignon. So they say Tootsie Rolls, not acceptable.
It is rubber disguised as chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Look,
I like it.
There's a time and a place for Tootsie Rolls, too, but does it compare to a Snicker or a Butterfinger?
No.
That's real chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Number 9, Smarties. Combining low-quality artificial fruit flavors with the taste and texture of chalk is what Smarties are all about. So they've got them at number nine.
I actually really like Smarties.
All right, so no Tootsie Rolls, no Smarties.
Number eight, Necco Wafers.
Mm, yeah.
Necco Wafers were first made in 1847, and we're pretty sure they're still trying to sell the original batch. That's what they say about number eight.
Those
Necco
are made
wafers.
Out of air.
Yeah, there's not much there, right? Number seven, Chocolate Coins. There's something about the combination of chocolate and foil wrapping that turns an otherwise delicious food into a bitter disaster. Foil-wrapped chocolate is disgusting, and it's an especially disappointing candy because there's no obvious reason why it is the way it is.
By the time you get it unwrapped, it's all over your fingers, and there's no more chocolate left. 1-800-520-1067 if you have suggestions for this list, either good or bad.
And by the way, that's the lowest quality chocolate in the world, too. It doesn't even taste like good chocolate.
Put something with my chocolate. Don't just give me chocolate. There's so many good things to combine it with.
Number six on the list from top10s.com. And I got to tell you, I'm a fan. I know a lot of people aren't. Double bubble gum. Gum on Halloween is already a dubious prospect, as every minute spent chewing is a minute not spent shoveling candy in your mouth. Is what they say.
Gum is
double,
weak. Yes.
Double bubble starts out as tough as concrete and soon replaces diamonds as the world's hardest substance. The reward for ruining your teeth on a piece is a scant few seconds of what can only generously be described as flavor, after which it becomes a tasteless, rubbery mess.
There is about 30 seconds where it tastes great. Right. Where you've cracked the hardness of it, and then it tastes great. But then, automatically, at about 31 seconds, it just turns right into crap.
Yeah.
I like gum, but I got to agree with Lisa. It's not candy.
It's not candy.
And the point of Halloween is give me candy, right?
Yeah. And by the way, before we move on with that list, this is important. Give me candy. Don't be giving out pencils, erasers.
Right, right.
Well, we're getting there.
Oh, we are. Okay. I didn't know that was on the list.
Number five is in the gum family, sort of, is Jawbreakers. Does anybody like the Jawbreaker gum?
No. Absolutely
talk about
not.
Talk about you really are worried about breaking your teeth just biting into that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And again, not candy. Number four, Good and Plenty.
Any thoughts on Good and Plenty? I kind of like Good and Plenty.
You can kind of like it, but you don't want it on Halloween.
Yeah.
Every child has fallen for the twisted trap that is Good and Plenty. They look tasty. The pink is probably cherry flavored, but what could the white be? You scoop a handful into your mouth to find out, chomp down, and bam, black licorice. So that's a disappointment right there. Number three on the list is candy jewelry. So this would be things like ring pops, candy necklaces.
I like those
necklaces. Things like that. Not candy.
I like that stuff, but all right. I can handle it.
Number two, well, this is my favorite on the list. Whatever those orange and black things are called, those rock hard candies that taste like a mixture of molasses and child abuse.
Oh, I know what those are.
How does that smell?
The manufacturer is so ashamed of them that nobody's even sure what they're called.
Toffee or something, right?
Yeah, it's some sort of like super hard, like molasses type toffee or something like that. And it's always like really, it's one of those that it's really hard to like get the paper wrapping off of the chocolate. It always sticks to it and everything like that. And number one, according to top10s.com, of the candies that are ruining Halloween, and Kevin, you hit on it, is anything that isn't candy.
Right.
People who hand out pencils, apples, toothbrushes, pennies. One guy in this article even handed out condoms. No.
Oh, condoms? Most of the kids that come to your door six.
Right. Seriously, you earn whatever happens to your house if you're handing out freaking apples or toothbrushes on Halloween, right?
Or little boxes of raisins. That is BS.
Oh, you hate the raisins. Yes.
I hate them anyway.
Well, they're not
but
candy.
I like raisins,
but it's not candy.
No.
It's not candy, right? Exactly. You like hamburgers too, but that's not what you want in your Halloween pumpkin when you get to the front door. By the way, curiously, Kevin, and I know that you'll disagree. Curiously, this list does not include candy corn. Candy corn is not even on their top 10 list.
Does not count as candy. It's actually just plastic.
Let's actually talk to Susie about that real quick, because she was going to call about candy corn. Let's find out what she says. And I'm surprised, though, knowing a lot of people feel that way, that it didn't make their list. But Susie, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
There's some pretty bad items on that list, huh?
Candy corn is the worst thing ever. My mom swears it's the best. I think it's just disgusting.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's plastic mixed with rubber.
But isn't it the yes. most Halloween of all the candies, though?
It but looks the most.
It's a decoration. Yes. You're not supposed to eat it.
I think they have a chocolate candy corn now, which I don't know what the purpose is, but yes. it's horrible.
No, that's bad. Don't do that.
There's a caramel candy corn. Yeah, it's going crazy. All right. Thank you very much, Susie. Appreciate the call. Ryan, you hang on. Janelle, also Jeff, Dominique, everybody. Oh, we got some good ones on this list, too. 1-800-520-1067. The worst Halloween candies. Your call's next on K-Rock. Talking about the worst Halloween candies, the things you don't want to give out tonight, the things the kids don't want to see. Worst things to get are banana-flavored anything, for instance, says one of our emailers. Listen to this.
Or any fruit, by the way. No fruit.
Yes.
Yes. Tony writes in, haha, my grandpa would give out walnuts and fruit from the trees in his backyard. Unacceptable, sir.
Our answer is throw it back, right? You know, like they do it when a visiting team hits a home run in baseball? Throw it back. That's what we're saying kids should do.
Let's go to Dominic to get us going. We'll just burn through these, so please hang on if you can. Dominic is on line 6. He is calling us with the worst Halloween candy for tonight. Hey, Dominic, what is it?
What's up with dots?
Dots.
Dots,
What's up with dots? Like, they're like reinforced gummies or something?
Yeah, it's...
They don't even taste good?
It's a tough goo. I love dots. But I can totally see why other people wouldn't, and you shouldn't hand it out.
And again, it's not chocolate.
It's
not chocolate. That's what Halloween is all about. Thank you, Dominic. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Catherine. She's got a whole category for us on line 1. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
What do you not want to see at Halloween?
All those Mexican candies, like the mazapan. It's like the powdery stuff that's with the rose on the outside, or like the
right. That's why you bus your kids to nicer neighborhoods. Just kidding. All right. Thank you, Catherine. I think we lost her.
I think she was done with you as well.
Yeah, probably.
Ryan is on line 2. He's up next here on the Kevin DeMeade Show. By the way, Denzel Washington joins us in 10 minutes right here on the show, so don't go away. Ryan, what's the worst Halloween candy?
Good morning, Kevin. Being Lisa May. Hi. So one of the worst is wax lips.
Oh, wax I forgot lips. About the wax lips.
Yeah, wax lips.
Those do blow.
It's not horrible. Candy. It's just wax.
It's got wax in the title. Most of the other ones at least try and hide the wax. This one says
it. I'm not even sure if they have a flavor.
They don't.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's just like eating paraffin wax. Exactly. Thank you, Ryan. Right. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jeff. He's on line 5. He's got one I haven't even thought about in a long time. But, yeah, no good for Halloween. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I think the worst one is popcorn balls or anything with popcorn.
Popcorn. That's
cold
like
popcorn. Who eats popcorn?
Yeah, that's weak. And plus, you always worry about, someone putting something in it. Even if it's homemade.
What are you talking about?
Popcorn balls?
Yeah, sometimes they'll be sealed in a plastic bag and a little handful of ice-cold popcorn from the Kennedy era.
Look, Kennedy era. Look, even if you like popcorn, you have to admit, it's Halloween, you don't give out popcorn. That's the bottom line.
No, I'm with Jeff. Popcorn should not be
thrown back.
Days later. Thank you. Let's go to Jerry, line 8 here. Again, we're talking about the worst Halloween candies. This is, look, if you were planning on handing any of these out tonight, reconsider, please. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. How are you, Kevin and Bean?
We are good. What do you think?
I think jujubes are absolutely the worst.
Jujubes.
They taste wonderful, but they pull your teeth right out of your skull.
Yep. It's true.
I agree. Jujubes, put them on the list. Thank you so much. How about Alex, line 3? Again, we're getting into the non-candy category here. Alex, hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Mint Lifesavers. What's up with that?
Mint Lifesavers?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever...
We have the little mini packs of Lifesavers, right? There's like 3 in them or something?
Yeah, but mint.
Yeah, mint.
Any kind of Lifesavers.
Yeah, it's BS. Look,
yeah, it's a lozenge is what it is. It's not candy.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Alex. That's a good one.
All right. I think we're out of time. You want to do one more? Let's do Matt real quick. I'm not sure I know what Matt's candy is that he's calling about on line 7, please.
Hey, Matt.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
What's up? How about the hard candies that are wrapped like a strawberry? They taste like a freaking Lego.
Tastes like a Lego.
Flavored Lego.
And they have like a little bit of goo in the middle, right?
Yeah, it's disgusting. disgusting.
Yeah, those are gross.
No, please, Bean. Yes, no kidding. I need that tape immediately, beer mug. Yeah, hard candies. Again, this is something you'd find in a bowl on a counter at your grandma's house. It's not what you want to see when you're trick-or-treating, that's for sure.
It's easy. Snickers, Twix.
Mm-hmm. Those are yummy.
Peanut butter cups, whatever involves chocolate, and you can eat, and it doesn't melt all over your hands. Let's try one more. This is...
Ulysses.
Yeah, it's good morning, Melissa May. How you doing?
Good. He has a suggestion for the best candy to hand out.
Okay. Oh, all right. That wasn't the category, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
One of the best candies I think that is out there, just kind of underrated, is the whatchamacallit, man. They're delicious.
Whatchamacallit is good.
Whatchamacallit?
It's like a kind of like a wafery chocolate bar.
It's got chocolate. It's kind of crunchy.
Yeah, it's kind of crunchy. It's pretty good, man.
It's not bad. It's not bad, Santa Monica. Thank you for calling.
All right. Go Raiders.
It is 6:36 and time to talk to the Oscar-winning star of the movie Flight.
Denzel Washington on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, sir?
I am excellent. Good morning.
Welcome back. Listen, I got to ask you before we talk about the film opening Friday called Flight. I saw you in your rain slicker walking into the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City the other night with Mr. Letterman in the middle of a hurricane. Right. What was that like?
Well, you know, I'm a trooper, and I was there. There was no audience, but me and Dave did the best we could, and Paul, and tried to put on a show. The show must go on.
That's got to be a bizarre situation where you're sitting there at a talk show with no audience.
It's like doing a podcast.
It was cool, actually, though, because we would, it kind of frees you up to act sillier, so, I had a good time.
All right, let's talk about Flight, the movie. Now, you're obviously the pilot of the plane. You obviously saved people's lives, and you obviously have had a drink or two.
A beverage or two.
What drew you to this character? Why did you want to play this guy?
Well, it just was something I hadn't played before. I mean, it's complex. Is he a hero? Is he a drunk? Is he, is he crazy? And he's a little bit of both. And it was really just a very good script, one of the best scripts I've read in a long time. And then when Bob Zemeckis, who has a great track record of films, when he got involved, that just made it 100%.
David Letterman asked you why he's been making so many cartoons lately. he's been doing animation. Why did he come back at this time to do this movie?
I think this really touched him, and I don't know why he did completely, but I'm glad he did. I know he really loved the script as well. And it'd been, I think, 10 years since his last live-action film, I think, was Castaway.
And I wanted to ask you that. When Bob Zemeckis calls, and you know he's done Forrest Gump, and you know he's done Castaway, is your first thought, oh, wow, Hanks must have turned this down?
Well, no, actually, I was signed on before Bob, so I was just very glad that he did call and that he was interested, but I didn't bring Tom's name up during the conversation.
I think that's smart.
Does a guy like you get, who made in so many hit movies and won Academy Awards, do you get to help pick the director? I mean, do they come to you and go, Denzel, we have Robert Zemeckis, and you go, I don't know.
Well, when they said he was interested, I was like, when do we start?
Fantastic.
But, I was really surprised that he was interested. I didn't know that he's actually a pilot.
No kidding.
It was personal for him, yeah.
I love the idea of this movie, and why I think it has resonated so much with people who have seen it early is that Americans tend to want their heroes to be either black or white. They want them to be all good or all bad, and we get confused if we like what this guy's doing over here but can't support what this guy's doing over there. And that's kind of what this movie plays to, right?
Right. A woman said, she said, I hated you, but I loved you. I said, well, good. I said, that's a good thing. I mean, it isn't black or white. It isn't all, there one way or the other. We do have secrets, and this guy has some serious demons, and he's behind the wheel of a jet aircraft.
Now, talking about that, how long did it take you to learn to actually be
like a pilot?
Convincingly play a pilot?
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
That's it?
No. I hung out. I got to hang out with a lot of pilots, and I actually got to try the flight simulators for these MD-80, McDonnell Douglas 80. So I actually got to
to work on the same simulators that the captains train on.
But you didn't do a real plane at any point. They didn't say
that. No, I didn't do a real
plane.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Denzel Washington will be flying today's flight.
What do pilots that I'm sure you had in the wings advising on this flight, what did they say about the maneuvers that your captain is able to pull off? All legit? They could be done for real?
I don't know how long you could stay inverted, but yes, you can invert the plane, but the oil and everything will be all screwed up. I don't think it would last long.
I think my initial reaction to seeing the trailer was, this is about Sully Sullenberg or whatever that guy's name is. It's not, right?
Yeah. No, not at all. He's a real hero. The jury's still out on the character I play.
Yeah, Sully's sober. Come on, Kevin. Don't drag him down to this guy.
Sully, No comparison at all.
We talked about the pedigree of director Robert Zemeckis, Denzel Washington. Obviously, he's a must-see. You got John Goodman in there, Don Cheadle, Melissa Leo. I mean, just everything about this is A+. And you've got phenomenal instincts. You don't pick too many turds, Denzel. Usually, you've got you know what I'm saying? A lot of people read a script and they go, hey, this is going to be great. And then the movie ends up being bad because there's so many factors involved in getting it made. But somehow you're able to see it on the page and then kind of shepherd it all the way through to end up being a good product.
90% of the time, it starts on the page. You know, I haven't been in too many movies where it was a great script and we screwed it up. But, you know, it can happen, but it didn't happen this time, thank goodness. I mean, we had a great script and great director and a great cast, John Goodman and Don Cheadle and Kelly Riley, a young actress from overseas who's really... really, really good.
I read a
John
quote.
Goodman stealing the daggone movie.
Did he steal it?
He did. He's trying his best.
I read a quote where you said it was a tough movie for me to watch. It hurt. Why is
the
that?
The first time I saw it, it was like, oof. I got used to it. But the first time I saw it was, and I saw it by myself, which probably wasn't a good idea. But I got a chance to see it with an audience. I was amazed at how much laughter there was, too, so.
All right. Well, I know we're running out of time with Mr. Denzel Washington. The film is called Flight. It opens up everywhere on Friday. It does look so awesome. You already have something else in the pike, or are we going to not see you for a couple more years after this?
Not for another year.
That's
not
too long.
Not for another year. Me and Mark Wahlberg are in a film acting stupid.
I'd like to lodge a complaint. That's too long.
it'd be more than a year, actually.
I hope we get to talk to you when that one comes out. You're always very kind with your time, Denzel. Thanks so much for being on the Kevin Bean Show.
My pleasure.
Yay, 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. I'm out of here.
Maybe.
Say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep.
Yeah.
I doubt it. No. Never get sleep where I live.
Why?
I'm a robot. Be
a
safe
robot?
And sane on Halloween. Oh. And remember, don't eat those apples with the razor blades in them.
Good tip. Yes. I'll try to remember that. Thank you, Roddy. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
1989, once its tips back.
Here on a Wednesday morning. By the way, speaking of Mumford & Sons, would this be a good time for us to throw open the phones?
Sure. Ralph, are you giving some away?
No.
Okay,
no.
Yes.
Every morning in the 7 o'clock hour here this weekend next on K-Rock, we're hooking you up with tickets for our exclusive Breakfast with Mumford & Sons, one of the biggest bands in the world, and you get tickets to go see him at the Hollywood Bowl as well. You can call right now at 1-800-520-1067 if you're a Mumford fan. You have to be on hold for a few minutes, and then we'll give you a chance to earn those coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph is here now. Time for the show. Biz Beat, what's going on?
Bam, 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 ba-dum, bam, ba-dum.
Star Wars?
Bam, 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 ba-dum, bam, ba-dum.
Could we not find an actual version of that?
Mine's better. The dark side has swallowed up the Republic, people. It's all over. Disney has purchased George Lucas's company, Lucasfilm Limited, for a mere $4.05 billion with a B.
That's a bunch of hogwash.
Wow. A bunch of cash is what it is. I reported the story earlier, and I said, I'll just round it down to $4 billion. And then I realized $0.05 billion is a lot of money. I should probably include that in the deal. So that is a significant purchase, shattering the Hollywood news yesterday. Everyone was caught by surprise by this purchase. So this means Disney gets Star Wars. They get Indiana Jones. They get all the bells and whistles that Lucasfilm has, like ILM, Industrial Light and Magic, and all this stuff. Lucas really is getting out of the business.
No kidding.
He kind of announced that he was done. And this seals the deal. Now, good news for Star Wars fans. This means you will get new Star Wars movies. Lucas famously said he was done after the second trilogy that he put together. He always had it planned as a 9-part story. And Disney has announced they're already gearing up to release Star Wars Episode 7 sometime in 2015.
Lucas should have not done those next three anyway. So we're good with that, right?
Listen, there's nothing wrong with the idea of having done them.
No, but 1, 2, and 3 were not nearly as good as 4, 5,
They couldn't
and
have
6.
Made more money, Kevin.
Really?
Yeah, it was a monster
huge.
Hits.
Wow.
But the problem was his involvement in them. He's not a very talented screenwriter or director. And so they paled in comparison to the original films, largely because of his involvement. Not that there was a bad idea. I think a lot of people were looking forward to further adventures in that universe.
Sure.
They were just poorly executed. However, it doesn't seem to matter. As Bean mentioned, they were monster hits, made billions of dollars. And so Disney now has the ability to take that storyline, those characters, and move it forward. Now, I had always heard that the first three Star Wars films that we had always seen was the final three episodes of that trilogy.
Oh, I thought it was 4, 5, 6.
No, they were 4, 5.
Out of 9.
No, they were the story pretty much that ends.
Oh,
the storyline.
Okay,
the first three were the first three parts of that story, and then. No, wait a minute.
And then 4, 5, 6.
Sounds like what you're saying is 7, 8, and 9 is starting over, basically new adventures, new universe, new characters.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying 4, 5, and 6 was 7, 8, and 9.
Right, I'm all screwed up now.
No, what Ralph is trying to say is that 1, 2, 3, the most recent prequels, and 4, 5, 6, the original Star Wars trilogy, that completes that storyline.
Right, yes,
and then 7, 8, and 9, starting with this next movie, is going to be basically it's a relaunch of the Star Wars universe.
Exactly. The Anakin Skywalker and his family storyline has been told from his birth.
Right.
Right? And Liam Neeson's character brings him along. He becomes a Jedi. He turns to the dark side. And then we followed it through in the first three films, chronologically the first three films.
Right.
Which was wrapped up with Return of the Jedi.
Okay, so what are the next three?
They're going to have to create a new storyline.
I see, okay.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to get. I had always heard that there was potential for the further adventures of Luke Skywalker and Han Solo and those characters as well. However, given the age of the actors, they may not go in that direction.
Yeah, we don't want to see a 65-year-old Luke Skywalker, do we?
No. It depends.
No, we don't.
Depends. Does he become like a Jedi master? Is he teaching? Is he mentoring a new Jedi underneath him? I mean, I don't want to, you know, push Mark Hamill out of a gig here because I think it would be nice to see him.
But that'll stop him from making the Corvette summer sequel that
How
we really want.
So anyway, all that stuff is happening with the Lucas franchises, and maybe we get another Indiana Jones film.
Hmm. Gonna need a new Indiana Jones as well.
The name is Crystal Skull. So we can get that going.
Nerd Rage!
Wu-Tang Clan. Producer RZA in the news. Of course, he's got Man with the Iron Fist coming out on Friday. Looks awesome, doesn't it?
Does look awesome.
He's got two new movies in the works. This guy's becoming a juggernaut. He's got an action thriller called No Man's Land that he's going to be directing, and he is developing a film biography of Genghis Khan, leader of the Mongol horde. Khan!
Star Trek thing.
So the film is being written by the same guy who gave the world Apocalypse Now and Conan Barbarian, so at least they say the script is good, and he's going to develop it. No word of whether he'll star in it or not, but he will be developing and directing that film, so.
Very impressed with RZA when he stopped by the other day. What a smart guy.
Genghis Khan's a great story, by the way.
It is,
so,
yeah.
There's a lot to do there, so we'll see what happens. And this Hurricane Sandy, F this hurricane. Just F it.
Not sure how to do that.
It has attacked Eastern Seaboard. Jersey got hit brutally, and it also affected Jersey's favorite son, Bruce Springsteen, had to cancel his concert in Rochester, New York, because it wasn't a weather issue, but all the plane tickets for the band and Bruce and all the fans who were making the trip upstate to New York were canceled because all the flights were canceled. So
Makes sense.
Literally could not get there to perform. So the show will be apparently tonight. It was rescheduled for tonight, so people will go. And while we're talking about famous film franchises like Star Wars, the Bond franchise is in full swing. Skyfall is a monster hit over there in the U.K., it's breaking all kinds of records. Hollywood is saying that the film will break $100 million tomorrow.
Wow.
That's just in the UK and the other couple countries, about 20 countries or so that it's been released in so far. So it hasn't even opened up in the United States yet, and it's already made $100 million.
Wow.
So it's on pace to becoming a monster blockbuster film. Daniel Craig revealed to Yahoo.com in an interview that when he first heard Adele's song, which is brilliant, by the way, Skyfall, the theme to that movie, he cried. He broke into tears.
I'm sorry?
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm sorry,
he
cried?
He cried. When he heard the song for the first time, he cried, he said.
It's a very Bondian theme. I have a clip, Ralph, for folks who maybe haven't heard the Adele song and they want to know what it's all about.
Oh, great.
Balls, 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 balls.
So you can see why he got hit.
Now that was
not normal.
That's from Casino Royale, the first film.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got my
It's during that scene where he gets hit with the rope when he's in that chair. Today's celebrity birthdays. Willow Smith is 12 years old today.
She whips her hair back and forth.
Eddie K. Thomas from American Pie, he is 32. Piper Perabo from Covert Affairs turns 36 years old. Vanilla Ice celebrates his 44th birthday. Ad Rock of the Bee Boys, 46 years old. Rob Schneider turns 48. Dermot Mulroney, very talented actor, 49 years old. Johnny Marr of Modest Mouse and the Smiths, 49 years old. Larry Mullen Jr. of U2 is 51. He must be one of the few guys I know who actually really, really pushes the junior, goes with the junior.
He does, that's true.
Not a lot of guys are good. Unless you're like, your dad was famous or something, you really don't need to slap the junior. George Foreman Jr., I mean, I could see.
Yeah.
But are we confusing Larry Mullen Jr. with his famous dad, Larry Mullen? Really? Why does he got to push the junior so hard? I say it because I'm a junior.
I'm Ralph
Garman Jr. I don't go slapping people in the face with my junior. Yeah. I keep my junior in my pants where
you
it belongs.
Should. You should.
Larry Mullen Jr. of U2 is 51. Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings fame, and Hobbits, of course, on its way, 51 years old. And Dan Rather, the former CBS anchorman, turns 81. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Eric Stone Street, the hilarious Cam on TV's Modern Family, joins us next hour here on the Kevin Bean Show. We've got a brand new internet roundup, too, and our old friend Psycho Mike Catherwood is stopping by later. He's got some Halloween items on his mind tonight. How about Breakfast with Mumford & Sons, you guys? Plus sold-out tickets to see them at the Hollywood Bowl. We're giving them away every day on the Kevin and Bean Show about this time, between 7 and 8 o'clock. And right now we're doing it with a game we like to call Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want tickets to Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with
Mumford & Sons. Mumford & Sons.
That's what you will win. All you have to do is recall. Oh, yeah!
All right, Omar's on vacation. That's the best we could come up with. Leave us alone. That's high quality right there. Kevin, explain to the kids on the phone and those listening at home how this game goes.
We are going to give you 10 seconds. The clock is 10 seconds. Bean's going to give you a category, and you have to name however many things. What is it, five?
We look for five in 10 seconds, yeah.
Five items from whatever category Bean gives you. If you come up with five before the 10 seconds, you will go into the drawing, and the winner will win tickets to our Breakfast with Mumford & Sons and the show at the Hollywood Bowl.
All right,
let's meet our first contestant. This is going to be Frank on line one to get us going here. This will set the template for how the rest of them are going to do today. Hey, Frank, no pressure here, buddy. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Breakfast with Mumford & Sons. Hey, we haven't given the category yet.
Too soon?
Breakfast with Mumford & Sons, of course, makes us think of breakfast. So listen, 10 seconds on the clock. Your category is delicious piggy byproducts. Name five foods that you get from pigs. Go.
Bacon. Little pig.
I don't know, but it was already 10 seconds.
Yeah, we had, could have been sausage or pepperoni, ham, hot dog, spam. There's a lot that comes from the pig, but I'm sorry, you will not be in the drawing. Thank you for playing, though.
You got bacon.
He did get bacon. He had bacon on the brain. Who's our next contestant?
Our next contestant is Terry. Hi, Terry.
It's Taryn, you guys.
Hi, Taryn.
Hi, Taryn.
Hi, Taryn.
Taryn.
So that 10 seconds sounds like a long time until you're the one on the phone trying to come up with it. So good luck. Listen up. One of Mumford & Sons' most recognizable sounds on their records is their banjo playing. Here's your category. Name five other stringed musical instruments. Five stringed musical instruments in 10 seconds. Go.
Violin, cello, guitar, bass, viola.
Wow! Yes. Was that five already?
I think so.
I believe it was.
Well, congratulations, Ed. You're in the drawing. That was unbelievable.
Who's ever done it in like 2 seconds?
Are you a musician or something?
I play the guitar. I used to play the violin.
Wow. You got the right question at the right time. Yeah, we had ukulele, sitar, mandolin. There's a lot of stringed instruments, but you came up with them fast. Congratulations. You're in the drawing. Thanks.
My favorite part about that is none of us were counting. Let's go to Noelle. Hi, Noelle.
Hi.
All right, Noelle, playing for Breakfast with Mumford & Sons and tickets to see him at the Hollywood Bowl. As you know, the band that will be joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show soon are from Jolly Old England. Here's your category. In 10 seconds, name any five members of the British royal family, past or present. Good luck.
Elizabeth, William, Harry, Diana,
Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Kate Middleton,
Sarah
Ferguson.
She got four. That's so much better than I would have done.
That was super good, too, by the way. I'm sorry it wasn't quite good enough. Thanks for playing.
Sorry, Noel.
That one hurt.
All right, let's go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Andrew, so far Taryn is in the drawing. Let's see if you can join here talking about Mumford & Sons. Their breakthrough hit here on K-Rock was called Little Lion Man, as you know. Here's your category. In 10 seconds, name five other types of big cats. Big cats, 10 seconds. Go.
Cheetah, tiger. This isn't going to happen.
I wish we could let you in just for that. That's grace under pressure. There's jaguars, pumas, leopards, cougars, bobcats, mountain lions. A lot of cats you didn't come up with. But thanks for playing and for listening.
I like that at 3 seconds he bailed.
He knew, right. Let's do one more, shall we?
All right. This is Michelle to determine if we have a drawing or if Taryn or whatever her name is wins automatically.
Okay. Bring it. I got it.
All right,
bring it. All right, Michelle, good luck. Mumford & Sons, of course, one of the world's most popular rock bands, but their name sounds like they're a furniture company, right? Here's your category. In 10 seconds, name any five pieces of furniture.
Oh, my God. A chair, a table, a coffee table, a water rack, a chair.
Yes, she got it. She got it.
I got to be honest. I didn't understand a single, not one single word she said.
You missed wine rack?
She said, and B's like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, there was a lot in there. You could have had a dresser, futon, cabinets, love seats. There's a lot of furniture, but you came up with five of them, so you are in the drawing. You made it a race. Is it Michelle or is it Taryn? Who wins?
Let's see. The winner is Taryn.
Taryn. Yeah.
That was the first person we talked to. Taryn, congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Lisa May.
You're welcome.
Tickets for the breakfast, tickets for Hollywood Bowl. Congratulations. We'll see you there, and thanks for playing the game. Total Recall.
Well, it's frankly the only thing they're talking about in Hollywood right now. A surprise out-of-the-blue deal announced yesterday that the Walt Disney Company has agreed to acquire Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion and... there will be more Star Wars movies starting in 2015. Yes, go ahead.
In 2006, Disney bought Pixar.
That's right.
In 2009, they bought Marvel Entertainment, and then they came out with the Avengers. So they are really going on a buying spree.
Yeah, they pretty much own the world right now. They're the New York Yankees of studios
they
now.
Are, yeah.
What was your reaction yesterday when you heard the news, Kevin?
I hope we don't see Mickey Mouse in one of them.
I don't think there's much danger about
that.
I think they're smart enough to maybe not screw up the most lucrative franchise in history. But we wanted to get an insider's perspective on what this deal must be like for those who live in the Star Wars world. And I believe we have Yoda on the phone. Is that right? Yoda is joining us here on K-Rock?
Yes. Oh, crap.
What? What's going on, Yo?
Fire beer mug, you must.
Well,
there you are.
We'd like you very much. You sound good. What's going on? How are you?
Happy I am.
You're happy?
Yes.
Oh, because the Star Wars got...
Disney stock I own.
Oh, there you go. Makes a lot of sense. Now, there's no word yet on who's going to be in this new movie, if it's going to be a continuation of the storyline, are they going to completely reboot the franchise? But a guy like you who's hundreds of years old, it seems like there's no reason why they couldn't bring you back in some way, right?
Yes. Starring in films, I must. Well, I'm younger than Harrison Ford, I am.
Exactly, yeah. What about the fears that some people have that somehow Star Wars universe is going to get Disney-fied?
Oh, unfounded the fears they are.
Okay.
Do not give in to fear.
Okay.
You must have faith. Must do or not do.
Right.
I am training a Jedi right now.
Oh, you are?
For next film.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, supposed to come out in 2015. You're already training?
Yes, I am.
Who?
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Come on.
I'm a Jedi Knight.
Come no, Mickey, you're not a Jedi Knight.
Large ears he has. buys all the merchandise. Please buy Jedi Mickey merchandise.
Yes. Well, now, Disney,
Yoda
of course...
needs to make some bucks.
Really? You're broke?
Yes. Spend all my money on hookers and blow ideas.
Really?
Wow, that's always a danger when you get
little
too much
green,
cash.
Wrinkly hookers.
Ugh. Well, Disney has been doing a great job with the Star Tours for all these years. So, I mean, they do have a relationship with Star Wars, and it seems like it's been working out.
What?
What?
Oh, wait. Disturbance in the Force, I feel.
Oh.
Uh-oh. What's going on, Yoda? Uh-oh.
Cybermen beam.
Darth Vader?
Why is my voice so low?
We've wondered that the whole time since the franchise began.
I heard you talking to Yoda.
Hold on a second.
I have to adjust this.
Okay. This Omar's on vacation. Is he Darth Vader?
Oh, man. You have no idea.
This is going well.
Yoda said we should fire Beer Mug. Any thoughts?
I find his lack of talent disturbing.
As do
we. Yes, I'm with you.
Now,
there,
Darth Vader, what do you think about the Disney acquisition of the Star Wars franchise?
I'm upset.
How come?
That George didn't give me the heads up before he sold the company so I could buy Disney stock.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a good tip.
It's insider trading, though, isn't it?
Use the market forces, Lucas.
Well, it sounds like Yoda's broke, and now you're broke. This is bad news for all you guys.
It is. I hope I'm in the next film, because the other films did not portray me properly.
Oh, really? What was wrong with them?
In fact, I just finished watching The Phantom Menace.
Right.
Oh, no. Not again.
Come on!
How can you even vomit through the helmet?
Come on, Darth.
No!
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's Halloween, it's time for scares, it's time for screams. It's Halloween,
See, there's that a lot worse than Halloween Spooks.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you should be grateful.
That's a terrible song.
It is Halloween, which for many people is their favorite day of the year. Kevin, it's the one day of the calendar year that you get the assless chaps out of storage and head on
down to
West Hollywood and get it done. There's a lot
and
of
I'm
stuff
not the only one with the assless chaps, finally.
A lot of stuff going on around all of Southern California. We thought, let's find out what we're missing. Lisa Sweetingham is on the phone. She is with Time Out Los Angeles, timeout.com. Lisa, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Our pleasure. Happy Halloween. What is Time Out for folks who are unfamiliar with the site?
Oh, gosh. It's this amazing global brand that's finally in L.A. And if you know Time Out New York or Time Out London or Time Out Paris, then you know that it's the definitive guide to all the coolest, most fun things to do in the city.
Now, you put out a guide on Halloween for Los Angeles.
Yeah, we put out a really fun guide with, like, the best costume shops and the best candy and the best haunted attractions and the best parties. And also, it's kind of my favorite thing on that site is the best real haunted places in L.A.
All right, we'll get to the haunted places in just a second. I know that some people are going to laugh at this, that we still need the best Halloween shop, costume shop in Southern California, but I'm one of those guys. So can you just give us a top pick?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you're not going to find assless chaps there. I apologize for this.
Okay, I own those. No worries. Go ahead.
Okay, but my favorite kind of weird shop is called Whimsic Alley, and it's on Wilshire, and it's one of these places for, like, people who are obsessed with Harry Potter.
Okay.
Oh. So they don't have just, like, amazing costumes and wands and all the weird Harry Potter, like, little accoutrement, but they also have this one strange hallway that's made to look like the school, like the main hall where all the kids meet for lunch every day.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And you can have parties there, and it's they also have like a wizarding camp for adults.
Lame.
I know. I know. It's so crazy.
We mentioned West Hollywood, which has got to be the biggest Halloween party in the United States every year, right? What can you tell us about that? And is it the type of thing that's just – it's too big, too crowded, not worth going down to? Or is it something that everybody should just make plans to be there?
Well, I mean, come on. It's like 500,000 people, huge. So it's going to be really fun. And it's – you know, it's a great place to be. For me, personally, it's a bit much. I won't be there, but we are sending photographers out there to take photos and do a big slideshow. So it's, you know, it's like there's dancing, there's drinking, there's all sorts of great surprises. Like last year, MTV had a Robin concert there, and they also do the big Queen of the Carnival. So it's super, super fun, but like if you're not really into, you know, the elbow-to-elbow crowd thing,
right, right.
Then avoid it.
Los Angeles, all of Southern California, actually takes a bit of a bum rap every year at New Year's Eve because there's no centralized location for people to go to, like New York will have its Times Square, for instance, or something like that. Is there any place else outside of West Hollywood that you can go that there's any kind of a big party going on that's just open to the public?
You know, we really searched for a lot of stuff like that. And there are a lot of, like, attractions that people really go for, like the hayride at Griffith Park is a big, fun thing that, you know, a lot of people can go to. But in terms of, like, a big party, West Hollywood Carnival is really it.
Give us more of the hot spots for tonight if people are still looking for a place to go.
Okay. So, I mean, it kind of depends on what you like. But, you know, if you're a bit more sophisticated, there's the really cool Muse Costume Ball at LACMA, which this year is... it's themed to Stanley Kubrick, so you can show up as your favorite, like, Clockwork Orange character.
Now, people can still get into that, or are they...
You can.
Okay.
You can. I checked. You can still get into it.
All
and
right.
It's really fun, and it's a younger crowd. It's a bit more of a high-dollar ticket, but it's super cool.
Okay.
There's also, one more high-dollar ticket one, but I just think this is really neat. They're doing a Ronnie James Dio fundraiser gala costume party at Avalon tonight, and it's in honor of... you know, the former voice of Dio and Black Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be really cool. There's going to be performances by Cirque Berserk and the Dio Disciples, and you can also get, like, a VIP package that gets you, you know, all sorts of special fancy pants stuff.
Sounds
cool. We're talking to Lisa Sweeningham here on the phone on the Kevin Bean Show. Her site is timeout.com/Los Angeles, on Twitter at timeoutLA. You mentioned something in the piece that I'd never heard of before that sounds awesome, the Rancho Los Amigos Hospital. It's a shuttered mental health ward. Is that they doing tours tonight or what?
No, that is something that is so cool. And we've talked to a lot of people who know about, like, ghosts in the city, and they didn't even know about this place. But it's in Downey. They don't do tours. It's shuttered. And it's an old mental ward that was just completely abandoned. And, like, there's still filing cabinets with files in there. And a few years back, the Marines did a, training there, and they found body parts in an old morgue part of the hospital.
All right!
Good time.
Wow.
So if you want real body parts, that's... I'm pretty sure Sluggo, who works here at K-Rock, lives there.
I'm not surprised. That's a real-life American Horror Story asylum is what that is. Lisa, we're almost out of time here, but we mentioned haunted locations around Southern California when we first got you on. It sounds like that may be one of them there in Downey, but what else you got that is a place that people should know about on Halloween?
Well, one of the things that I think is really cool is that people don't know that West Hollywood used to be like gangs in the streets and gun busting and, like, you know, gangsters. And the old Ciro's, the comedy store, actually is known to be quite haunted, and that down in the basement was where the gangsters used to take people to do, like, you know, bad things to them, mm-hmm. and shut them up. And so sometimes they say you can still hear shouts and murmurs and different ghosts on the stairwells and at the comedy store.
Lane, good times. Can we have Lisa come on every day and just read to us or something? I am just captivated by your voice, Lisa. What are you going out as tonight? What's your Halloween costume?
Well, I have an 8-month-old daughter, so I'm putting it all on her. She's going to be a zebra, and I'm going to wear zebra ears for her.
Sweet. Gotcha. Timeout.com/Los Angeles. Timeout LA on Twitter. You are the editor, Lisa Sweeningham. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Kevin Bean Show. We enjoyed it.
Thanks, guys.
Got a brand new internet roundup for you today. I wonder how many Gangnam Style parodies there'll be this week.
All
enough with the Gangnam Style.
Nope. Eric Stone Street from Modern Family is going to be joining us. And Ralph, I'm sure everywhere you go all over town, it's Galaxy Fever. That's all you run into is people talking about the playoffs.
I'm just so upset with the bandwagon fans. Now everybody has a Galaxy flag on their car. All you see now are the Galaxy car flags flooding down the freeway.
Any of those.
Everywhere, man.
Not seen one.
Jeez, this town is just standing on its head for the Galaxy playoffs.
Come on, why do you mock?
Can't get enough. It's soccer mania
soccer.
It is.
Yeah. Robbie Keane from The Galaxy joins us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. So we got a lot of stuff coming up is what I'm saying. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat at 7:52.
I'm just saying maybe a podcast for you would be a good idea. Maybe.
We talk Galaxy soccer so seldom.
I know.
Going into the playoffs is one of those times.
Almost too much.
You'll love it.
Hey, before we get into Showbiz news, people are just blowing me up on the internet. With the Twitter and the emails. Everybody's asking, how can I get Skyfall tickets? I heard you're giving away Skyfall tickets. How do I get Skyfall tickets? It's true. All week long, I will be giving away K-Rock advanced screening tickets to the new 007 movie, Skyfall.
Yay!
James Bond action thriller starring Daniel Craig. I've seen this film. It is one of the best Bonds ever. It's already a monster hit overseas. Over $100 million so far made in the UK and other countries.
Is it maybe your favorite movie of 2012 as well, Ralph?
Ooh.
Wasn't The Avengers this year?
Was it? Seems like a long time ago.
Maybe it was
Sure does.
It?
I don't know.
I don't know. Was that summer? Was that this summer?
I don't remember.
I think it was. I think. Yeah. That's certainly up there. Looper for me is certainly up there, too. I loved Looper.
Ted. Can't go wrong with Ted.
Ted was an important film for me. But yeah, this is one of the best Bonds in many, many years.
Excellent.
You will enjoy it. I've got tickets for the advanced screening of the new 007 movie Skyfall happening November 7th on the Sony Pictures lot. You get to go to the lot and see it in their screening room. It'll be a very cool event. I've got 5 pairs of tickets to give away, but I don't want to give away just to anybody. I want to give away to real James Bond fans, so I've been asking trivia all week long. Today is no different. Here's your trivia question. If you're one of the first 5 people who have the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067, I will give you a pair of passes to go see Skyfall. Legendarily, in the Bond franchise, he has been given his gadgets, if you will, his equipment, his field equipment, by a member of MI6 that only goes by the code name Q.
Yes, true.
That is true. It's not the question, Kevin. No. There's a new Q, by the way, in this franchise. It's not a spoiler or anything. It's been well documented. Ben Whishaw plays the new Q. He's great in this film. All I need to know is, what does Q stand for? What does the code letter Q stand for?
Ryan Gosling.
It does not stand for Ryan Gosling. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call in. First 5 people who get through get a pair of passes. This Hurricane Sandy, she's a bitch. Sandy's a bitch.
Yeah.
She has been wreaking havoc, as you've seen, of course, up and down the eastern seaboard. And things you don't realize. I mean, obviously, the devastation in terms of property damage, and there's fatalities, and there's injuries, and there's just people's lives have been ruined. That is the most important aspect of it. However, from the entertainment showbiz side of it, it is also wreaking havoc in production, because a lot of TV shows, especially, some feature films, still do their productions in New York City and the environs therein. One of those films has been halted due to the flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy, and it may be the most ironic story in show business this year. Noah, the film about the Ark, the biblical story of Noah's Ark.
They can't work the storm in.
The Ark that he built to avoid the flood. Production has been halted due to flooding in Oyster Bay, New York, where they are currently filming it. They have a massive Ark which measures 450 feet long, 75 feet tall, 45 feet wide. Unfortunately, it cannot sail. And so the sets are being damaged by the flooding, and so they're going to have to...
That is ironic.
Going to have to wait it out and see how much damage is done and how quickly repairs can be made so they can get back to producing. The upside is, for director Darren Aronofsky, he says it's given him time to catch up on some movies. So he went out and saw Cloud Atlas and The Master this week while he's waiting to make his own film.
What did they do with all the animals?
Killed them.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't
expecting
that.
Big barbecue. Big cast and crew barbecue. Those zebra burgers were outstanding, by the way, from what I understand. Word on the street is... the other big showbiz news, of course, the fact that Disney bought George Lucas's company Lucasfilm Limited for a mere $4.05 billion. $1 billion. Billion with a B, dollars. That means the franchise of Star Wars will live on. In fact, Disney has already announced Star Wars Episode 7 for sometime in 2015. Circle your calendars.
I'm busy.
Then an Episode 8 and an Episode 9 after that.
That's good news.
And then potentially another Star Wars film every 2 years.
Wow. They're serious.
Ad infinitum. Listen, you pay that kind of money.
Yeah.
For licensing and for characters and for a franchise, you're going to make sure you cash in on that.
Ralph, they come to you and they say, you get to decide who directs the first new Star Wars movie. Who do you pick?
I pick Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau, really?
Or Joss Whedon, yeah.
Joss Whedon would be a great choice as well. Look, there's a ton of guys out there who would be...
Adam Sandler? Does he come to mind?
He does not, oddly enough.
Really?
Yeah. Neither does Tyler Perry, for that matter. There are certain directors I would steer away, I think, from the franchise. Medea's big Death Star.
Hallelujah.
Crush the rebels. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do.
I think Kirk. Kirk on line 8, I believe, was the first guy through. Kirk.
Hey, how's it going, Ralph?
Hey there, you Bond fan?
Oh, very much, dude. I'm gonna be taking my dad next week, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, outstanding. The trivia question was, Bond, of course, gets all of his field equipment from an agent codenamed Q with MI6. What does the Q stand for?
Quartermaster.
The Quartermaster, of course. He's the Quartermaster.
Couldn't have told you that in a million years.
Well, that's a military term for the guy who supplies you with your stuff. Quartermaster is correct, Kirk. Thanks so much for calling in. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, okay?
Excellent.
All right, buddy. Also, congratulations to Karen and Mike and Curtis and Nick. They all had the correct answer, and they will all be going to see our advanced screening of Skyfall.
Whoa, that's such a hard question.
It was a hard question. Today's celebrity birthdays, Dan Rather, former CBS anchorman, is 81 years old today. A lot of people forget the story now, but remember, he was stopped. He was accosted in the streets of New York by a lunatic who grabbed him and said, "What's the frequency, Kenneth?
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
He was mugged by a lunatic.
That was great.
And, of course, R.E.M. took that famous quote and went on to have a big hit with it. 81 years old today. Peter Jackson of Lord of the Rings is 51. Larry Mullen Jr. of U2 is 51. Johnny Marr, guitarist for Modest Mouse and the Smiths, is 49. Dermot Mulroney, also 49 today. Rob Schneider, who I also would like to not see involved with the Star Trek.
Yes.
Star Wars franchise. 48 years old. Ad Rock of the Beast Boys. Adam Horovitz is 46 years old today. Rob Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice, turns 44. Piper Perabo from Covert Affairs is 36 years old. Eddie K. Thomas from American Pie is 32. And Willow Smith is 12. Soon you'll see Willow Smith in Annie. They're rebooting Annie, the movie about Little Orphan.
No!
The musical Annie is going to be rebooted starring Willow Smith. That sounds unnecessary. The titular character of Annie. What?
12.
It's the title. It's the title character. Oh. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Brand new Internet Roundup on the way. Denzel Washington joins us on the show here in the 9 o'clock hour, and our friend Psycho Mike stops by with his annual warning for Halloween trick-or-treaters. Ralph, you want to talk to your buddy Fizbo? He's on the phone.
Eric Stone Street, multiple Emmy winner for his role, Cam, of course, on Modern Family, one of the funniest dudes on television. Welcome, sir.
What? What'd you say?
It's celebrity karaoke on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yo! I was thinking, you guys, I never hear that song on my way to work every morning.
You never do, huh?
That must have been surprising.
You know what? I'm going to burn it for you, Eric. You can put it in your car.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man. Congratulations. Yeah. We haven't talked to you since your big Emmy win for your role as Cam, of course, on Modern Family. That's two now. Is the rest of the cast getting a little chapped assed about this whole thing?
Yeah, they're pretty upset. I'm going to be honest. They're threatening me every day when I walk in and giving me dirty looks. No, yeah. Man.
You don't flaunt it, do you?
What?
You don't flaunt it, do you?
Well, if by flaunting, meaning like, do I carry it around everywhere I go? Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah.
I heard you having like pasties on your nipples.
Yeah. I have them strung from my boobs.
Look, it must be very difficult to be on Modern Family and not be Eric. I mean, look, Sophia Vergara wakes up every day wishing she were Eric Stonestreet, right?
Yes, she absolutely does. She wakes up every morning wishing Eric Stonestreet was waking up next to her. Yes. One of the two.
Don't we all? Everybody thinks that.
Does your girlfriend Charlize Theron get upset because you're hanging around Sofia Vergara so much?
Oh my gosh! How funny was that? That was so funny. I saw that article. Somebody texted me and just said, "Is it true?" And I was like, "What now?" Like I had just gotten in trouble with the Dodgers game. There's some other stuff that was going on.
We'll get to that.
I'm like, what in the world happened? And then I read the article. It's like I was at the night before the Emmys party, and I passed my phone around so quickly to people, saying, look who people say I'm dating. Look who people say I'm dating. I was so excited.
Tell you the truth, Eric, I reported here on the Showbiz Beat, and at the time we were like, really? Really? I mean, we love you and all, but it did seem like an odd couple.
Oh, well, you know what? Go to hell.
Fair enough. You want to talk about the Dodgers game a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk about the Dodgers.
Yeah, talk about the Dodgers. I was listening the morning you had on whatever his name is from TMZ, where he's like, well, something for sure happened. You guys were just like listening, not standing up for my good nature.
Who did you punch?
Yeah, who did you get in a fist fight with?
I didn't punch anybody. The thing of it is, I'm learning that I'm a recognizable person on TV, and that unfortunately I don't get to do and say the things that I would have gotten to do and say 4 years ago. It doesn't mean I don't get to, you know, I have to stop being myself. But, you know, there were a couple guys there that were on the front row of the Dodgers game, and they were heckling Matt Kemp. And after Matt Kemp walked away, I just ribbed him a little bit, saying, how awesome would it have been if he would have knocked you guys out right then? That would have been like the ultimate fan experience, right? And instead of thinking I was like, you know, Cam or Eric from Modern Family, they just went nuts and ballistic on me and basically just, you know, yelled at me for about a minute and a half, knowing I really couldn't do or say anything back to him until security came and removed us both to the top, and they ended up kicking him out because he didn't shut up. And I just said, listen, it's just, I made the mistake of saying something, but I wasn't giving them trouble. And then they said, you know, I pulled the Don't You Know Who I Am card. I'm like,
yeah.
That's hilarious. I love that so much. Like, I wake up not knowing who I am.
Listen, Eric, I got to get to the important story, and I've been meaning to talk to you about this.
Oh, God.
If the Wildcats go unbeaten, will the BCS let them play in the national championship game?
First of all, Ralph, appreciate the question. all right, so here's the deal. I think so. I think ultimately what we can really hope for is an Alabama loss. Hopefully LSU could beat Alabama this week. And an Oregon loss, because then it would be Notre Dame, because I think they want to put Notre Dame in there for sure.
That's for sure, yes.
And I think then it could be Notre Dame, K-State. You know, Ty Burrell's a big Oregon duck. He plays Phil on the show. So we're between he and I, are hoping for a K-State-Oregon matchup. But here's the deal. Kansas State right now has beaten more BCS-ranked top 25 teams than any of those other teams. Alabama's only beaten one. Notre Dame's beaten two. Oregon's beaten one, and we've beaten three. And we're going to beat four this week with Oklahoma State at number 25.
But forgive me for saying it's Kansas State.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Would you like me to drive to K-Rap and not see the F out?
Yes. Bean, I can't believe you said that.
What do you mean it's Kansas State?
Bean?
Hey, can I talk here? The Big 12 has seven ranked BCS teams right now.
Yes.
The SEC does not.
That's true. I agree with you.
Found a weak spot.
Love it.
First of all, that was Kevin that said it. But second of all, is it that you're just a Kansas State fan, or are you really a sports fan? Do you root for them just because they're your school, or do you actually like college football?
Oh, I'm a huge football fan, a huge college football fan, professional football fan, although it's difficult this year with the Kansas City Chiefs to be a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, and rejuvenated my desire to like and go to hockey games last year. I grew up in Kansas City and would go to the minor league hockey games. And then about a year and a half ago, I realized, hey, we have a professional hockey team here. I need to start going to those games. So I would start going to those games. But I absolutely love sports. And wouldn't you know, I got my season tickets, and now there's no hockey.
I think at every game I went to last year, I saw you.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoy it. And, you know, listen, I'm as big of a football fan as you can get, but I will tell you that I don't think there's a game more exciting to watch live than professional hockey or collegiate hockey, for that matter. I mean, it's got everything you want in the game. It's got you know, the drama, the excitement, the ability to change the score within a second. You know, that Kings game last year proved that, where we were up, I think, 4-0, and everyone was still on their feet knowing that the game was not over because anything could happen, you know.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, what are you filling with, K-State?
What am I what?
You're filling with Kansas State? That's what you're filling your time with no hockey?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we got Oklahoma State this week. That'll be a big game. And you know, if any of the listeners are out there, just Google and research what Bill Snyder has done at Kansas State University.
That's what they'll do. That's what our listeners will do.
Listen, man.
You know what? I want to say before I go, before you guys kick me off, Ralph, you and I have so many freaking things in common the way we think, and it makes me laugh. I listen to you guys every day on my way to work, and I go to work at 6 in the morning usually, and you guys are on. But there have been so many things. I can think of a couple of them. One is you guys were talking one day about how people can tape and DVR sports games and then watch them afterwards.
Right, yes.
Right.
Madness.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Thank you, sir.
I
agree.
It's such a stupid concept.
Yes, madness. Kevin does it all the time, but he also watches soccer, so that's all you need to know.
I do, but there are times when I'm, you know, taking my kid to soccer or something where I can't watch a sporting event, UFC or whatever.
Then you lose, sir. Good day, sir.
I tape it. I avoid the results. I get home and watch it. What's wrong with that?
Because it already
happened. You want me to come
down
there and fight you? I'll come right down there and punch you right in the head.
At that point, it's a moot point, and you can just go online and see the results and see the highlights.
Exactly. I'd rather watch it.
Why you missed your time?
Exactly, Eric.
Don't worry all about my time, Eric.
We are speaking of time, we are out of it now. The great Eric Stone Street here on the phone of the Kevin Beach with another all new episode of his show Modern Family tonight at 9 on ABC.
Real quick, Eric. Eric, I know you got to run, but real quick, last week's episode, the Halloween episode, was freaking hilarious, man. You guys do great
good
work there.
Yeah, you guys will like this week. It's a yard sale. The family has a yard sale, and Cam has to get rid of some jeans that are a little too big for him now.
I got to tell you, even though we say this when you're not on the phone, Modern Family is the most consistent comedy on television.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make up for you bagging Kansas State.
Well, look, you got good choices and bad choices.
Go Wildcats.
Stick it up your...
All this week, we're all about giving you tickets to see Mumford & Sons at the Hollywood Bowl and with us on Breakfast with Kevin Bean. We got another chance between 9 and 10 this morning and then again at noon, 3 and 6 o'clock. Details at KROQ.com. Time for a brand new Kevin & Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
KevinandBean.com. All of these videos are up along with some others that don't have audio for us to highlight. One is Kristen Stewart. This is K-Stew Explains Halloween, in case some of you are not aware of how it began and what it means.
Boo. Just kidding. It's me, K-Stew. Halloween is sometimes referred to as All Saints Day, and that's why everyone dresses up as All Saints, not just the Jesus-y ones. We honor the saint of slutty animals, the saint of Edward Scissorhands, the saint of Mario Brothers, the saint of topical jokes, the New Orleans Saints.
See, because she's explaining how it works.
Correct.
Fake Kristen Stewart is the best, isn't she?
She is the best. The next video is Screen Junkies Halloween with Mike Myers as Michael Myers. So they take video from the original Halloween movies with Michael Myers, but they use Mike Myers' voice as the killer.
Not a good time to lose one's head. That's not the way to get ahead in life.
You're gonna have to do better than that.
You'll never be the head of a major corporation.
Game on! Burn!
It's very well done.
I don't know why somebody found the need to do that, but I'm glad they did.
He yelled, just before he got hit by a car, he yelled, "Car!" This is Lopan style. Lopan is the star, and talk about why somebody felt the need to do this. A Big Trouble in Little China, which is a movie that came out in 1986.
All right.
And it's a Gangnam style parody.
David.
stupid Lupin star.
So you got that going on.
Look, I know that that's one of those movies that has a cult following, but who's sitting around going, I could really enjoy that more if I could see Korean guys dancing?
I don't know. There was some news coverage from Hurricane Sandy, and there's always the wacky people that are running around behind the reporters.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw this guy, but he was running around without a shirt, and he was wearing a horse head.
There's a shirtless man jogging wearing a horse mask. I'm not quite sure what that's all about.
It's pretty strong. She's standing up there trying to do a report about how bad it is. The guy's just running around like a jackass. You know Ice-T's wife, Coco?
Yes, I do.
She has that reality show. I forget what it's called.
And that backside?
And she's got the front side.
Yeah, she does.
Gigantic front side. And she's in Hurricane Sandy, and she's reporting. I'm only going to play you a little bit of this because what you hear is not important. What you see is what's important, and that is she's wearing a tank top, and it is trying desperately to keep those gigantic boobs in.
She's standing on the balcony of what looks like a high-rise in New York during a hurricane. She's standing out there. It's no wonder her clothes almost get ripped off.
That's the part you want to watch. This is not necessarily the best part of the video.
The wind is pushing drops in your eyes. I'm soaked. I don't know if you can see it.
So clearly, it's just the sound of wind and a woman's boobs. So if you're into that kind of thing. Bad lip-reading theater, this is The Campaign. This is the scene where Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis are talking with each other, and it's called Iraqi Gold. Now, when you watch it, these words look like they really are what the guys are saying. They sync it up so well. It looks so much like it.
Let me keep some precious junk, okay? Some baubles like a Frenchman's socks and bones and skeleton. And now you know. You shouldn't bite the stork. Achoo, excuse me. Gold, Iraqi gold. Just touch it and you're good.
See, they didn't really say any of those things.
No.
And it makes me wonder how people who are deaf, who lip read, and that's how they go through life, makes me wonder how often they get things wrong.
They must have walked out of the campaign and went, that sucked. 2013 Kia Optima, Blake Griffin time travels to 1995 and talks to a younger Blake Griffin, who maybe is 11 and hanging from a rim in his front yard.
Take me back to 1995.
Who are you?
You, from the future.
What else can you tell me?
Practice your free throws. A lot.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. Travis Barker, helping parents to rock PSA. Yeah, sure, you can. If you have kids, fine. You can be an adult parent, but you still need to rock.
Hey, I'm Travis Barker. I used to be crazy, wild, dangerous, but then I became a parent. I mean, don't get me wrong. Being a dad is great, but things start to happen to you that they don't tell you about in the parenting books. Hey, Jeff, you see it's time to see the dentist? You get it? It's tooth hurty.
Travis in a suit is one of the weirdest things you'll ever see when you watch this video.
Go to kevinandbean.com for the Kevin and Bean Roundup. Finally,
this week in unnecessary censorship.
Governor Romney, you won the toss. You go first.
F*** you, Bob.
A tornado touched down north of Sacramento today, ripping s*** off rooftops.
Are you f***ed up?
President Obama.
I just want to make sure, are you f***ed?
The answer, yes. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup at kevinandbean.com.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
By the way, this time tomorrow, our friend Adam Carolla is going to be in studio, Kevin. He's bringing Mangria in for us to sample.
Well, awesome. If we have to.
Because I know you usually don't like to get drunk on the air until Friday, but tomorrow you may have to move it up.
If we have to drink, all right.
So, in the meantime, speaking of tomorrow, how about this? MLS playoffs, round one. Of course, it's a knockout round game tomorrow night at the Home Depot Center. Your Los Angeles Galaxy versus the Vancouver Whitecaps. It's always a pleasure when we have number 7 from the Galaxy, Robbie Keane, on the show. Hi, Mr. Keane. How are you, sir?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. I thought the playoffs were one there, one here.
Yeah, so did I, but because we finished fourth and fifth respectively, so we have to have a playoff to get into the playoffs. So we finished with more points than what they did, so that gives us the home advantage.
I see. So you play at home. You play at Home Depot Center. It's a knockout game, so whichever team loses goes home, and then the other team moves on into the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm not ready to. go back to Dublin yet because the weather is not very good over there. So I want to hang around here for at least another month or so.
Robbie, of course, is from Ireland.
Really? Because you couldn't tell, Kevin. Thank you.
Landon Donovan and David Beckham have been injured for a while, and poor you. I just see you up there, and it looks like there's like 3-4 defenders. They can key on you, and they just pretty much kick your ankles the whole time.
Well, you can say that. I can't say that because I'd probably get into trouble and get fined again if I say something like that. So, no, listen, it's course when you've got players like David and Landon missing from a team that key players, you know, for what we're trying to do here. So, the good thing is there that they're back now, so it's a good time to have them back at the start of the playoffs. So they're going to be key figures for us.
How did you come up with your goal celebration? Your somersault and cartwheel and jumping jack, whatever that combination is.
Well, if I got paid for every journalist asked me this since I was 17, starting off, I think I'd have a lot more money than what I would now. But it was just when I was a kid. I just started as a kid. I was always quite flexible as a kid, and so I just used to just do it on the streets, and then it just came from when I started playing. When I was at a young age, just started doing this stuff with me until now, you know.
I saw you do it in a World Cup. Was the first time I saw it when you scored a penalty kick and it tied the game or something for Ireland. And I saw you do it. I know, what's going on there?
that was against Spain. Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, so I've been doing it for a long time. So I stopped it for a couple of years back home when I was playing for Tottenham Hotspur. But I brought it back as soon as I came back. As soon as I came to America, it came back out again. So hopefully
there'll
be a lot more cowheels in the next few weeks.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is the voice of Robbie Keane here on the Kevin Devine Show, of course, from the 2011 MLS champion Los Angeles Galaxy, talking about their game at Home Depot Center tomorrow. Now, is this sold out already, or can people still go to LAGalaxy.com and get tickets, as far as you know, Robbie?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure, but I would like to think that it would be sold out. The importance of the game. And
they do open the grass area at the end of the field if more people want to get in. So
right,
generally, you can get tickets. How have you done against the Vancouver Whitecaps so far this year?
Yeah, we've done well. We've played them recently at home, so I think we beat them. I think it was 2-3-0. I think so. We've done okay, but you know that means absolutely nothing. The playoffs is a completely different scenario, as we all know. So, it's going to be a tough game against a good team. So, I've got a few guys from Scotland and England that I've played against over the years back home. So, it'd be good to play against them. So, it's a tough game, but you know we're in good shape at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. Look, so every minute of soccer is tense because anything can happen. But when you get into the playoffs, and particularly like you said, Robbie, when it's a knockout round, man, it's going to be some crazy intensity there at the Home Depot Center tomorrow night. I mean, every minute is really going to count.
Yeah, of course it is. As I said, we know what we have to play for. Playing a game on Sunday against Seattle it was kind of a nothing game. You know, now this is where this is separates, you know, the men away from the boys. So it's going to be an interesting game. It's a game that we're really looking forward to, and I hope we have to be concentrated and focused for 90 minutes.
I was at that game on Sunday and didn't score until the 83rd minute. Do you start feeling like we have to score right now? Does the pressure start building?
No, not really. I think as you said before, you know, football you can see in soccer it can change any time. You know, it takes a second to score a goal, you know, so you have to be concentrated, but you just have to be patient sometimes, you know. It's 90 minutes, so whether you score in the first minute of the game or the last minute, it doesn't really matter as long as you win the game. But of course we'd like to get a couple of goals early on, so just, you know, calm everyone down and calm the nerves. So as long as you get a result, whether it's in the last minute or not, I don't really care, to be honest.
I'd like to speak for the fans when I say we would also like you to score some goals early.
Yeah, we'd like to as well.
All right. LAGalaxy.com is where you want to go to check out availability. Again, the game is going to be tomorrow night, Home Depot Center against Vancouver. That's at 7:30 if you're not there on the NBC Sports Network. Robbie, it's always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show. We got our fingers crossed, man. Good luck.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Not a lot of people left around.
106.7.
Sway.
K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 till 9.
Psycho Mike Catherwood and Denzel Washington. That's the guest lineup for the next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What the hell's going on?
Bad and good?
Sounds like a sex dream I had once.
8:55, time for Ralph's Showbiz Beat now on a Wednesday Halloween edition of the Kevin and Bean Showbiz Report.
Mike's in his Halloween costume.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's he going as?
Fonzie, I think.
Right.
I think he's Fonzie. I think he's Arthur Fonzarelli. Came in as a motorcycle jacket. Said, "Did you ride your bike here?" He goes, "No, it's too cold."
Wore the jacket.
What's the point of the leather jacket then? All right, let's talk about showbiz news. We have to cover this biggest story in Hollywood in some time. Come on, Darth. Gotta cover it, Darth. Disney has picked up George Lucas's company, Lucasfilm Limited, for a mere $4 billion.
That scared me at first, but you've completely talked me out of it. And
it's
now,
the best thing that could have happened to this franchise.
Now it is the best thing that could happen to this franchise.
Take it out of the hands of George Lucas, which, no disrespect, I mean, the man did create that Star Wars universe.
And ruin.
And it's a rich tapestry of characters and plots and subplots and science fiction goodies. But, yeah, he's lost his way. He's gone to the dark side.
There are other people who are maybe better at making movies in the 21st century.
Yes. Look, he's great at making movies. That's his strength, is the effects and the green screen work and the computer-generated stuff. He's brilliant at the making of the movies.
The writing, not so great.
It's the writing and it's the performance direction and that sort of thing. Little details, like human beings that are involved. He falls short of the mark. So this is the best of all possible worlds. We get to enjoy his world in the hands of those who are perhaps more capable. Disney has announced already Episode 7, Star Wars Episode 7 for 2015, so they're wasting no time in putting their investment to good use. Episode 8 and 9 after that, and then they're suggesting maybe a new Star Wars film every 2 years. Make it like the Bond franchise. Just keep going and keep going and keep going.
That's so very different than George Lucas.
It took him a long time to crank out his second trilogy. Indiana Jones films also fall under that umbrella. So this means we may see more Star Wars / Indiana Jones rides in theme parks that Disney owns around the world. So good for them.
It's true.
Another potential title for 7 already. They're starting to leak... The Phantom Odor, Silent but Deadly. So, I don't know.
That's not a finished title. That's just a...
Star Wars 7, The Undiscovered Prophets. Anyone?
I could.
Thing on?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Wonder how much money George personally made out of this deal.
Well, didn't he make most of it?
He took half in private cash company, and half in stock.
Right. But I think he had partners as well.
Did he?
In ownership. I don't think he was the sole owner of it.
So maybe he only made $3 billion.
Well, he got $2 billion in cash, and the rest was like $40 million worth of Disney stock, I think, is what the other half was.
All right.
40 million shares, rather. And I just wonder how that translated into cash. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm wondering what he'll be giving out tonight for Halloween.
Yeah,
at the door.
Better be a lot. Oh, better be full-size candy bars.
It better be Kruger Rands. Better be dropping gold bars into kids' bags as they go by. Go to Lucas, he's giving out gold!
There is a point at which it doesn't matter how much more money you have, right? Because
then give me a bill.
You can't do anything with it.
Give me a billion then, George, if you won't miss it.
I'll take one, too, if he's handing them out.
Put Kevin down for one as well.
Put Kevin down is what I've been saying. How dare you.
Billy Elliot star Jamie Bell and his actress girlfriend Evan Rachel Wood, people are saying, are married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's possible for celebrities to get married without us knowing it?
Tabloids caught them walking through LAX Monday morning, perhaps on the way to their honeymoon, both wearing matching gold wedding rings. Another tipster saw them lining up for a marriage license in Beverly Hills 2 weeks ago, so the rumor is that they may already be married.
Evan Rachel Wood does not have what you could describe as a type, does she?
No, she bounces around from Marilyn Manson to Jamie Bell.
Dude.
A couple met on the set of a Green Day video. that they were in back in 2005.
Do you want to go after Marilyn Manson?
Well, here's the thing. They dated for a while before Evan started dating Marilyn Manson for three years. Okay. And then reunited about a year ago. So he was there first.
Okay.
And, you know, you just give her one of those Silkwood showers and she'll be fine. You just get the hazmat suits out and you scrub her down with one of those bristle brushes and hit her with
You got to get there with a Brillo pad or something.
Hit her with
right?
the, hit her with the high-powered hose and she's fine afterwards. Clean's up nice. While we're talking about marriages, friends close to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West say they are already planning their wedding.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be very small and
small, low-key. That's what they're shooting for. After the big debacle that was her marriage to Chris Humphries, Kim has been talking about a small, low-key ceremony
Seriously?
Between the two of them. Well, she's been talking about that.
Yeah.
Friends close to the couple say they are planning a $20 million affair.
Yeah.
A $20 million wedding.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a little thing getting in the way of their happiness.
What's that?
Kim is still married.
Well, there's that.
To Chris Humphries.
To the basketball player, right?
Yeah, he has yet to release her from the bonds of matrimony. So.
Can he not release her forever if he wants? I mean, isn't there some
I don't
point?
Know how that works.
Huh.
I've never heard of a high-profile married couple where both of them didn't want to divorce as quickly as possible. He is obviously holding out for some sort of payday or something, but... I don't know how long that can happen before some judge has to step in and say, I'm severing your ties.
I think at some point they're going to have a trial where he's suing her for fraud unless they settle it kind of behind the scenes, right? I mean, that's kind of what's holding it up.
Yeah. And Kelsey Grammer is just the best dad ever.
Really?
Yeah, photos this week of him and his three-month-old daughter, Faith, at a party at the Playboy Mansion last weekend. Sometimes when you have a kid, it changes who you are and you change your behavior and how you act. Apparently not so much with Kelsey Grammer. I have to give him mad props, as the kids say.
Yes.
Though, because it's genius. You bring a baby to the Playboy Mansion, you will be just swarmed by hot models and playmates who are just cooing over your three-month-old. And next thing you know, you're holding the baby out there with one hand to get her out of the way.
I'm glad people can't see the motion that you're making.
If this grotto is rocking, don't come a knocking.
But guys, we all agree that at 3 months, he or she is not at all aware of what's happening at the Playboy Mansion. That's way better than taking a three-year-old to the
mansion. That's why that baby's the perfect prop.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't see the mother, and his wife was not apparently in any of the photos I saw at the mansion. So. Today's celebrity birthdays, Willow Smith is 12 years old today. I don't know if you heard or not, but regarding her hair,
yes,
she indeed whips it back and forth.
She does.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Huh. That was before she shaved her head.
Did she shave her head?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Eddie K. Thomas is 32 years old today. Piper Perabo from Covert Affairs is 36. Remember Coyote Ugly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where I first discovered Piper.
She was just in a movie this year. Or she was topless.
Looper, I want to say.
Was it Looper?
Didn't she play the hooker in Looper?
Yeah, that's right. That's
right. Stripper slash Looper. Hooker. Yeah, she was real good in it. Yep. 36 years old today. Rob Van Winkle is 44 years old. Ad Rock of the Beastie Boys is 46. Rob Schneider turns 48. Dermot Mulroney is 49. Johnny Marr of Modest Mouse celebrates his 49th birthday as well. Larry Mullen Jr. of U2 is 51. Peter Jackson from the Lord of the Rings franchise and now working on The Hobbit. He's 51, and former CBS anchorman Dan Rather celebrates his 81st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Speaking of that band right there, Mumford & Sons, congratulations to Linda Lipton from Canoga Park. Just won her way into our VIP breakfast with Mumford & Sons. Plus, she'll see him at the Hollywood Bowl. You can win again at noon, and then 3, and then 6 o'clock. Psycho Mike Catherwood, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah.
Woo!
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Always good to see Mike. Mike, for new Kevin and Bean listeners, was on our show for many, many years. He had the beer mug job, and boy, did that go to hell when Mike left.
But, I got news for you. I remember a lot of hell when Mike was here.
Mike is also the co-host of the Loveline show on KROQ 5 nights a week with our friend Dr. Drew. But we wanted to have you in because I know that Halloween is something that's very special to you, Mike, and something you take very seriously.
I really stand my ground that Halloween is going, it's going to hell.
Well, you get upset on your parents' behalf, not even your own behalf. It's your parents'
Not
behalf.
Only my parents, but for families everywhere who are having Halloween diluted by candy socialists that come into other neighborhoods. They want to see the redistribution of candy wealth, I'm not going to stand for it.
There's a neighborhood near my house that everyone goes to.
Right.
And along with me.
Let me say this. along with me. Hey, Kevin. Kevin has to escape the hood that he lives in.
Kevin.
Here's the deal. Yeah. I understand that some people live in crappy places and they live in terrible neighborhoods, and I'm not trying to be inconsiderate to that. But they go to certain neighborhoods, and everybody's area there's that one neighborhood where everyone goes to get candy.
Right.
And what you end up doing is destroying Halloween for everybody.
Why?
Because the kids who leave their own neighborhood, they don't get to see or talk to anybody they know in their neighborhood when they knock on that door.
Right.
The neighborhoods that they go to, the people, there's a line so long at every house
that it
destroys your ability to go boom, 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 rapid fire door to door, which is what kids look forward to.
But you learn to cut the line. And that's an important lesson.
And, by the way, some people end up spending hundreds of dollars on candy.
Do you hear how disappointed Bean was with me?
Oh, Kevin. Cut the line on Halloween with little kids waiting for candy. Come on.
And these certain neighborhoods that are, like, they're peppered throughout wherever you're listening to this show. The police there get overwhelmed because there's too many people in the streets, and it's a dark night, and there's kids in costumes. And it becomes a war zone in Malibu or Brentwood or whatever, you know, nice neighborhood in your area that all the kids go to.
What general area do your parents live in?
My parents live in San Marino, California.
Okay. And what happens in their neighborhood? This is where everybody comes?
What happens in San Marino, California is that kids in San Marino, California have their Halloween destroyed by people in El Monte, California, Temple City, California, Arcadia, California, Alhambra, California, and every one of the neighboring. And listen, I understand, like I said, you don't want to go to like a dangerous place. I get that. But what you end up doing is making San Marino 15-fold more dangerous than anywhere else because there's
dangerous.
1,000 people in the street. No, you have no clue
They're
what
busting
goes
in,
on.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't – I'll take it. I'll tolerate people from Alhambra or neighboring cities. When Raider fans from Bakersfield start bussing in, which is what started the real outrage, because I didn't go to Nam for 7 years, Kevin, two tours.
I'd like to correct you. You didn't go to Nam.
I sure did. Speaking of knocking on doors, asking for things, when I was in Da Nang, I knocked on doors left and right. You know what they had for me, Lisa May?
What did
Not
they have?
Candy.
No.
Soviet-made rifles.
Okay. What do you do with your little – with your Uncle Mike tonight? Where are you going to take your little nieces and nephews?
I sit in front of the house, and my nieces and nephews can go about their business. I don't know what they do.
You let them go wherever they want.
Listen, they can run wild in the streets for all I care because I'm sitting in front of my parents' house guarding things, making sure
that's what's
happening. Kids in the 91108 are getting plenty of candy, and anyone from outside of that zip code gets bub kiss.
They don't exactly have ID.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Kids, they're honest.
Okay.
Hey, little princess. Hey, little ghost werewolf boy. What's your zip code? And they go 91106. You go no candy for you.
You deny the little kids.
He does. I think Mike did talk to some little kids. We're at the K-Rock microphones there a couple of years ago, Mike, when you went out to talk to some youngsters.
Correct me.
Psycho Mike protecting his parents' house.
Trick or treat, little boy, little girl. What's underneath there?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Where are you guys from?
Here.
What's your zip code?
91108.
91108?
Yeah.
All right. More candy for you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Trick or treat to you.
Trick or treat to everybody in the world.
What's your name?
William.
William, where do you go to school?
Washington.
Where do you live?
A few houses down.
All right. Candy for you. Hold on. You're the man, William. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
What's your name?
Jack.
Where do you live, Jack?
Down there.
What do you mean down there? How far away down there?
Like 7 houses.
Okay, good. Candy for you. Trying to filter out the non-neighborhood kids, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Hey, wait. Grim Reaper, what's your name?
Leon.
Leon, where are you from?
Alhambra.
Alhambra? No candy for you. Next house. Next house. Hey, beautiful princess, what's your name?
Gigi.
What's that?
Gigi.
Where are you from?
Temple City.
No candy for you. Next house.
Oh, poor Gigi. Hit the road.
You scarred those little kids.
No candy for
listen,
you.
There's plenty of candy. Their bags were practically brimming over with candy. they're not, but I'm sending a message. And hopefully people all around, and listen, here, it's like 90% Rudy's. So it's never like, Sir Brentwood Miller Esquire coming to the house like, oh, well, I've come in from another neighborhood to get me some candy, sir. Do you think you can spare me a Butterfinger? Hey, darling. Oh, dog, you didn't give my kid enough candy, fool. Hey, break off with some more candy, dog. I drove all the way from Boyle Heights, fool. Come on, dog. And it's screw that.
All right. I think we've all learned a valuable lesson here today, Mike. Thank you for setting us straight.
Atlas Genius on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 941.
Ralph is here. Time for our final Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday Halloween edition of the Kevin and Bean.
Blah,
indeed. And by the way,
blah.
Can I just say...
I'm sorry, can I hear you do that again?
No. Can I just say to the people, again, who voted yesterday in the scientific survey that Halloween Spooks was done for the year, that you made Halloween a little less fun this year. Can I say that?
That's nice right, work. You listeners.
Way
nice
to go.
Nice work, Kevin.
I didn't
Way
vote.
To go.
Did
you
I get to
people?
Vote for the vote.
Did I get to vote?
You called for the vote.
Did I make a vote?
You called for the vote.
And the people
You're
spoke.
You're the guy on the floor of Congress says, oh, I think we should make a vote to say that all children should carry assault weapons. And then it gets passed, and next thing you know, kids are killing each other in kindergarten.
Yep.
Nice work.
That's exactly what happened.
That's the same as this?
Same thing.
And you also rallied people up with all your hate, too, with all your Halloween Spooks hate.
You're a rabble-rouser. That's what you are.
Yeah.
Rousing your rabble all left and right.
Kevin's the guy who opens up the window and yells out to the street, hey, kill everybody, and then just stands back and watches the chaos and says, oh, it's not my fault.
Oh, I didn't pull the trigger. I just told everyone to kill each other. Nazi bastard.
Not a Nazi. Yeah. That's a little strong.
Yeah, not anymore. Not since Nuremberg.
Now that Halloween is dead. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah. Those you killed Halloween. Stupid Halloween killer.
Voted against it.
Blah. We didn't do much Halloween stuff today. We should have done more.
No.
We should have done more of that.
We should have done more of that stuff. All right, we got to talk about it. It's the biggest showbiz story in the world right now. Disney Studios has picked up George Lucas's company, Lucasfilm Limited, for just a touch over $4 billion.
That's all?
$4.05 billion, to be exact. Here's the deal. Lucas and company get half of that in cash, and the rest in about 40 million shares of Disney stock. Which is just a win-win for George because he gets paid off the big payday. Plus, if Disney does as well with his products as they assume they will, he gets dividends. So, pretty good day for George Lucas. Maybe now he can get that whole Dewlap thing fixed. Star Wars fans take heart. This means more Star Wars films in the offing. In fact, Disney has announced Star Wars Episode 7 sometime in 2015. Then an episode 8 and an episode 9 shortly after that. So they are already hard at work at the next trilogy of Star Wars films. And they're saying they might even do one every 2 years.
Hmm. Pretty cool. I know we're all speculating. We have no way of knowing what these movies are going to be like, if they're going to have any kind of connection at all to the other features. But you think they put 3PO in because they can, right? He's been in all of them. Isn't he the only one who's been in all of them?
The only character, I believe, yes, has been on every single
Yoda's every hasn't single been movie. In all of them?
No.
No.
Huh. Yoda wasn't even in the first one.
Huh.
Chronologically.
Yes.
Possible titles for the episode 7, The Girl with the Dragon Tatooine, which I think is fascinating. Come up with some more of those. They also get the Indiana Jones franchise. So maybe we'll see some more Harrison Ford, too.
Who was young Indiana Jones? That was...
Shia LaBeouf.
Yes, he was really good
Mutt.
In it, I thought.
Mutt was his character. He was the son of Karen Allen's character, Marion Ravenwood, and Indiana Jones. I did not care for that film very much.
I liked that a lot right until the UFO.
Aliens? I was like,
all right, I'm out.
Yeah. I found it, even though you want a film like that to have a formula, you want it to follow the Indiana Jones sort of template, I found it sort of derivative. But
I don't know the meaning of that word, but I sort of liked it.
While we're talking about movies, the Hurricane Sandy has caused trouble up and down the eastern seaboard, not only for everyone who lives there, but for film productions and TV productions, because they have been, many of them still do their work out of the New York area. Oyster Bay, New York is the location of one such story. There's a movie there had to stop filming because of a massive flood. Noah, the story of Noah's Ark, had to stop filming because of a flood. You would think it would be just the opposite, but director Darren Aronofsky said it's not clear how much damage was done to the set, basically to the Ark set, basically. That's the biggest
Wouldn't
problem
Wouldn't you think
was.
They'd just run out and say, are you rolling?
Yeah, quick, we got the flood, we got it, we could save so much money on CGI.
Right.
But then like a VW Beetle floats by in front of the Ark and it ruins the shot. So. He said he doesn't mind the shutdown for a small period of time because it gave him a chance to catch up on some movies. He went to see Cloud Atlas and The Master, he said, and he enjoyed them both. While we're talking movies, RZA has got that
awesome looking The Man with the Iron Fist coming out this weekend with Russell Crowe. He's got two other movies in the pipeline. He is going to be directing an action thriller called No Man's Land, and then he said he wants to work on a film biography of Genghis Khan, leader of the Mongol horde. Saw the Mongol horde at the troop.
Did you?
Week. They were good. Daniel Craig is in that new James Bond movie, Skyfall. Monster hit overseas already in the UK and other European countries where the film has already opened. It's made over $100 million already. He was talking about Adele's smash hit theme song for Skyfall by the same name. He said when he first heard it, he cried. When he heard it, broke into tears.
That's dumb.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
He didn't break.
He cried.
That just isn't true.
He says he cried.
I know he says he did, but I don't believe it.
Why? Why? Who would admit
Why
that
would
if
he
it
cry?
Didn't happen?
What would he cry about? I've heard it. It's not particularly sad.
He was so moved. This is exactly what he wanted, he said, in terms of a Bond theme, and he was so happy he cried.
For people who maybe haven't heard the song, of course, the movie's not out yet. They're not hearing Adele on the radio. Can I play some of the Skyfall? Find out how emotional it is? Do you guys
Absolutely,
mind?
Sure.
Please.
Don't cry over that, but okay.
I cry every time I hear that song for different reasons. Wish I'd had this story when we talked to Eric Stonestreet earlier today from Modern Family. TV Guide magazine asked President Obama what was the favorite TV show at the White House. Michelle and the girls and I love watching Modern Family, he said.
How about that?
I thought he said Homeland was his favorite show. Is
he
just
said
changed
he
his
also
answer
likes
based
Homeland
on...
and
depends on who's asking.
Boardwalk Empire. Relax. Relax. He can watch more than one show.
He's a flip-flopper. That's what he is. He's a Kenyan flip-flopper.
In terms of what the family watches, he said, Michelle and the girls and I love to sit down and watch Modern Family. Mm-hmm. He also likes to watch Homeland, Boardwalk Empire, as well as The Wire. Michelle likes to watch Biggest Loser. Because it prepares her for the upcoming election.
I will donate $5 million if I can see his DVR. If he lets me see his DVR, I will donate $5 million to his favorite charity. Back to you.
Has to happen by 5 o'clock today.
That's right.
Or else deal is off.
I will give a check immediately for $5 million.
I think you were on to something earlier, Ralph. Is Trump the only guy still writing checks?
Yes.
Why not a transfer, Donald?
Nope. Has to be one of those big novelty Ed McMahon comes to your front door with a bouquet of balloons checks. Katy Perry and John Mayer are making their neighbors happy. According to Star Magazine, the neighbors are complaining about the noise that's coming from her bedroom.
There it is.
Yay!
Right. Come on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, does he have
Excellent.
Does he have to rub it in our faces? It's not bad enough that he gets Katy Perry, but now we have to hear the neighbors are complaining because the sex noises are too loud.
Yeah.
Ugh. And,
Oh, there she is.
No, that's, I think you're mistaken. I believe that.
What kind of sex is this? That is not sexy.
She's walking on jacks. You ever step on a jack?
Yes.
Oh, man. That'll stay with me.
Still in my foot.
Edward Furlong. The kids still play jacks.
No.
You know, those little metal things, you know, and you bounce a ball and you pick them up and stuff.
No.
A simpler time. Edward Furlong is behind bars. This is sad news. The Terminator 2 star was hit with a domestic violence charge after he allegedly grabbed his girlfriend's arm during an argument at L.A. International Airport. Cops arrived on the scene around 1 a.m., saw visible marks on his girlfriend's body, and then immediately took him into custody. Former child star is sitting in jail right now and is seeking bail set at $50,000 for his release. Hope he doesn't get it. There's no space in my world for hitting women.
No room for that.
You know, unless they really need it. Unless they really ask for it. Unless they really mouth off.
Stop it.
And even that's just the back of the hand.
Stop it.
Not a closed hand.
Stop
never.
It.
Not a fist. Just the open hand.
Stop it.
Just the forehead.
Stop it.
Or flick the ear a little
bit. Stop it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Dan Rather's 81. Peter Jackson from Lord of the Rings, he's 51. Larry Mullen Jr. of U2, 51 years old today. Johnny Marr from Modest Mouse and the Smiths is 49. Dermot Mulroney, Hardest name to say in show business. He is 49 years old. Rob Schneider is 48. Ad Rock of the Beast, boys, 46 years old. Rob Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice, is 44. I feel I kind of let people down. I got some angry emails that we didn't play any Vanilla Ice today.
Yeah.
To celebrate his birthday.
You want to just sing some of it for him since we don't
have it
at our fingertips?
Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Okay, there you go. There you go. Piper Parabo from Covert Affairs.
Bell, please. Thank you.
Bean is checked out. He's not even paying attention anymore. 36 years old. Eddie K. Thomas of American Pie is 32. And singer-actress Willow Smith of the singing, dancing, and acting Smith family. She's 12 years old. 12. Being all 12. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. One of the Kevin and Bean family is going to lose a body part. We'll tell you tomorrow.
What?
The what? Adam Carolla.
Do we have a choice? That could be beer mug. Beer mug it. I hope it's his head.
Can it be his heart? Adam Carolla will be in the studio tomorrow. I believe he's bringing us some mangria, so that might go terribly wrong.
I know the answer to your first question. It's Kevin and a liver.
We also have our tickets for Breakfast with Mumford & Sons tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Yay! 106.7 K-Rock, Carol Q. I'm out of here. Say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep. I doubt it. Never get sleep where I live. I'm a robot. Be safe and sane on Halloween. And remember, don't eat those apples with the razor blades in them.